30th. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Responsibility to tell you exactly what I think, and I always do. It's the policy of truth. And I completely support what Trump is doing, trying to stop all these wars and securing our border and getting jobs back here. But when I look at what's happening with the economy and when I talk to people on the ground, not just the polls, not just the numbers, which I know they skew, so those are exaggerated. It's much worse. You know, the level of fraud they're putting out there, and actually is. But a lot of people are upset about what they see happening in the economy, and they're blaming the horrible economy that Trump was handed to a certain extent on his tariffs coming in. Well, this is a war. This is going to shake things up. But the numbers are coming in. Not just the polls that Trump is saying are fake, and if you study them, they're definitely exaggerated. It's not as bad as they say, but no, he's taking a hit. I've talked to hundreds of people on the street, hundreds of people I know, retirees, regular folks, you name it, wealthy people, working class people, and they're feeling it. They're feeling what was already there in a bad economy, and now it is causing a shakeup. But that's the only move Trump had left for us. We were set up to be collapsed regardless. So you can choose Trump's path or you can choose the globalist path. Well, Canada chose, if you believe it, there's a lot of evidence of fraud up there, Carney, Mark Carney, who, if you thought Trudeau was a thoroughbred WEF globalist, Carney is up there with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. I mean, he's one of the top 10 behind the scenes worst. And he basically declared war on Trump in his victory speech last night up in Canada. And of course, he replaced Trudeau, so pretended like he was the prime minister already. And it's a serious situation. So I've got the numbers here on the economy, on the polls, on all of it. And if Americans aren't sophisticated enough to understand that Trump is doing the best job someone could do, I mean, I've talked to a lot of economists I respect who predicted all this, and they say what he's doing is dead on. None of it's going to be applied perfectly because the world's so complex, and economic numbers, not just here but around the world, are so fake. China's are the fakest. That's certainly been proven. But ours have been fake as hell. I mean, basically everything the Biden administration put out was fake. He was giving China a good run for their money, and now that Trump's doing real numbers, people are going, oh my God, this is horrible. Exactly as Kirk Elliott and other economists predicted over a year ago on this show. And so many others, that Edward Dowd, the list goes on and on. Peter Schiff. We've been handed a disaster. And then putting a house on fire out of fire, killing the fire, also creates quite a mess. So we're going to look at all of that. Then we have that huge Raytheon whistleblower who on record was one of the main engineers down there. And he was compartmentalized in what the mission of the neutrino detector beam was. But he could see the power outputs and understand the equations that this is not what they claim it is, and then he was able to do the research on what had been admitted by the Defense Department and recently Trump about super weapons. And definitely Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 said, we have earthquake weapons, and so do the Russians and Chinese. Well, that's what that neutrino detector is. He's joining us coming up. We have Max Bernier on the election up in Canada and more, and your phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now, the very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the globalists are striking back. They have won the election of top globalist Mark Carney being installed as the new Prime Minister of Canada and basically declaring war on Trump and America, as if the globalists hadn't already done that a long time ago. Now it's just out in the open. We have big moves in the economy we're going to be looking at. We have Democrat congressmen introducing articles of impeachment against Trump and giving a unhinged rant. Sheer Fanderdar. We'll be getting to that. We have huge developments on the Iran-Israel war front. Big developments, huge ones as well on the Russia-Ukraine front. Putin, for the first time, has said, okay, we will put it all on the table and negotiate everything, including we will talk to Zelensky, who we've been saying is illegitimate. And he is a dictator and has had martial law and canceled elections and arrested all his political opposition and is a complete liar. But now suddenly Zelensky's finally saying, okay, maybe he'll give up territory. So Trump is putting major pressure on them. That is coming up. We have Eric J. Hecker, who is on record, was the head engineer on the giant NASA Department of Energy neutrino detector down in the Antarctic on the bottom of the world. And from his research when he was putting it in, because it was compartmentalized, but he could see it was way, 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 way more powerful than what they were being told it was for. And there was a whole bunch of other stuff it was already built down there, it was connected to. And he did a little research and went, holy Toledo, this is a super weapon. And, of course, you've seen Trump say, oh, we got super weapons, and they do. A whole array of them, and you have also seen now Catherine Austin Fitz came out, a very powerful interview with Tucker Carlson, getting into their research and reverse engineering the funding for underground bases that I can tell you are all over this country. There is an underground railroad running from the former SAC base that's now Austin International Airport, Bergstrom, all the way out to Fort Hood. And then I talked to other folks, it's compartmentalized information, that told me where the rest of it connects. And again, I know about this because my mom's from Austin and I have a lot of family lives here. And I was a little kid. They were talking about working on and knowing people that worked on the Underground Railroad used to move nukes from Fort Hood to the SAC base, which it wasn't a secret that there were B-52s with nuclear bombs. I mean, that wasn't secret, but that's where they were moving them back and forth. And then Tucker talks about, you know, growing up in D.C. and the underground stuff that he learned about. And, of course, they have the Briar Green Hotel outside D.C. So that's a big deal, and it's really, really important to understand this is emblematic of this giant underground civilization, and I mean that figuratively and literally, in that, oh, the UK government last week said, you know, we've been testing for years spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salt, and other things in the atmosphere to block out the sun. oh, exactly what we said they were doing all over the Western world since the mid-90s. And we have the treaties, and the CIA director under Obama admitting it, and we have the giant secret funding. We know about the funding, but not the specifics. And then they have these big globalist confabs with weather control engineers, geoengineers, talking about it, Bill Gates talking about it. And then we say, hey, tell us exactly what you're doing.
It doesn't exist. You're crazy. Whoa.
So that's another example of where your tax money has been going and the attitude of this secret mad scientist ruling class and how they are a breakaway civilization. And then when you go through all the strata of that, you have this global private corporate government that, whether you're in Australia or Germany or the U.S. or Canada or anywhere in the West, boom, same COVID rollout, same shot rollout, same 6 feet, same mask, same propaganda, same $53,000 bounty or the equivalent for anybody they put on a respirator and kill. It's standardization. The same drag queen story time all over the Western world. The same keeping it secret from the parents, brainwashing your kids. The same program of, oh, we're doing a PCR test, but really it was a DNA test for everybody. And that came out, and I told you at the time. So they'll have a cover story for why they're doing something, and then they have the real reason they're doing it. And, of course, with the transgenderism and the drag queen story time, it's not even hidden. It's grooming. They say we're here to groom your children. So there's the reason we're told something's happening, and then there's the real reason or reasons it's happening. And there is a great awakening happening, and people are not naive now. And it's creating a climate where it's safer for people to come out and tell the truth. But beyond being safer, people realize in corporations, governments, shadow government, global super government, that it's too dangerous not to do the right thing. I want to play a clip in a moment before I get into all the news of James O'Keefe yesterday, and he tied it to a clip of Elon Musk. James O'Keefe says Elon Musk clip saying, what I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. What I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. F them. Has inspired more federal whistleblowers to come forward. O'Keefe is saying this is going to be the biggest stuff ever that he is about to release. And he's saying it's directly told by the whistleblowers that it was statements like that from Musk that inspired them, that in the name of sanity and not ending the world, we have to expose all of these secret systems. I mean, 350 plus billion dollars of the 1.1 trillion Green New Deal passed under Biden, just given to John Podesta, that just disappeared. First you learn it's $20 billion, and then it's $100 billion, then it's $300 billion, then it's $350 billion. And that's just one news item that came out a few months ago and then just drifts away. Now, and then Stacey Abrams hides it in plain view and goes, yeah, I got $2 billion of that. I went out and organized voters with it and got voters, because that's how we fight climate change, is by keeping Democrats in. You mean bringing in their feudalist serf system. I'm sorry, my memory said $350 billion. It's $375 billion, excuse me. It's always worse than my memory. For some reason, my brain now dials things back without me trying. My memory used to always be dead on, and now it's not as good. You get older, and then I keep catching it every day, dialing things down. And the crew just searches whatever I say to always check it. That's part of staying on my toes here. But it's just wild. Absolutely, absolutely wild. So we've got all of that coming up. Also, I mentioned this some yesterday, but didn't really get to it. But now, of course, more has come out exactly as I said, because I already knew this. You know it's credited with ruining the Spanish and Portuguese economy in the last 20 years. And they had good economies. Low unemployment, nice place to live, low cost of living, beautiful nations, been to both. Take me to Portugal, take me to Spain. I want to see you again and again. It was the windmills. They shut down the coal power plants and the hydroelectric dams and put in the damn windmills. And then they got to store the power in batteries. And then you lose, on average, depending on the setup, about half the power or more. As they go down the lines, it leaches out. So in the case of Texas, most of the windmills are in far south Texas and far west Texas. Some of these things go 300 miles before they go to a city. And I was reading a few years ago, the West Texas windmills lose up to 80% of their power. And, of course, it takes a massive amount of power and energy to make them and to install them. So in most cases, in their lifetime, they never even produce enough energy to lower any carbon. They're actually spend more carbon. But it's all a scam. And you're seeing these horrid, ugly windmills in Spain there. And of course, you notice they're completely dead. And the government goes, well, it's freak weather, no wind. They were told this was a bridge to nowhere. So now their energy prices have tripled the last 20 years. And if you have an energy price tripled, what does that do to everybody else? It kills the economy. Power restored in Spain, Portugal, but the situation reveals a very serious underlying problem. It's not a problem. It was done on purpose. Windmills are a bridge to nowhere. Electric cars are a bridge to nowhere if you get rid of the coal power plants you need and the hydroelectric dams you need to power them. See, if you're plugging your car in and going, look, it's clean. No, it's not. Most of it's still coming from the coal we've got left. I'm not against electric cars, but you can't get rid of the power sources for it. The windmills and the solar panels will never supply it. The numbers have been crunched. Yeah, net zero blame from Europe's biggest power cut. Reliance on solar and wind power. See, I said I'd get to that, but I'm going to do a deeper dive later. But there's your basic facts, okay? They don't even deny it. A total bridge to nowhere. But here is James O'Keefe talking about Elon Musk. It's a very short, simple, but powerful clip because don't talk about how you're moral. That's what the left does all day. They create all these fake moral things. Oh, we're going to tell little boys they're really little girls, and we're going to have open borders and release violent criminals out of jail, and we're going to give everybody free stuff. When they admit in their own Cloward and Piven strategy, it's meant to collapse society. They want a post-industrial world. They want you sick. They want you alone. They want you unhealthy. They're nasty. They're a eugenics death cult posing as loving liberals that want to help society. But when you actually read their internal, even public reports, they want an angrier, collapsed world. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are top strategist in the globalist system. Are they nice people? No. They are universally reviled and hated. So humanity gets it. But you have to understand, the policies they represent are still in effect, and Trump is fighting to cut it off and has already had devastating success 99 days into office. But he is under unprecedented attack, with the globalists hoping they can blame any pain as we get out from under them on Trump, and you'll just cry uncle and give up and say, I don't care. So here is James O'Keefe.
What's up, everybody? This is James O'Keefe, emergency journalism press conference time. I'm in the car, by the way, to the airport. I'm always coming and going to airports. You've all seen this Elon Musk interview. There's one particularly overlooked part of this interview. I'm going to play this one quote by Elon.
What I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. Fuck them.
That's remarkable because a couple of whistleblowers and insiders were so inspired by him saying that. They were on the verge, they were on the fence of blowing the whistle, of giving the information, and now they're willing to do it as a result of what Elon said. Big things coming at OMG. We're producing a lot. Early next week, stay tuned.
Thank God for James O'Keefe. People really don't appreciate him enough. I got to tell you, what a hero. Same thing with Elon. All right, I want to get into the election in Canada just briefly with some clips and key info. And then Ezra Levant's going to pop in from Canada with what's really going on there. And then we are later in the fourth hour, going to have Maxime Bernier from the People's Party coming on. And I noticed this yesterday. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but I posted a statement sent to me by Colleen Georgescu, who won the election in Romania, and just asked Trump to speak out against it and say that something should be done. And Trump didn't, and I know Trump's very busy. Elon Musk did cover it quite a bit. And then I asked him to come on, and he said, well, just here's my statement. And he was just saying, man, we're really counting on Trump. You know, here's the situation here. It's dire. It's the same globalists attacking us, attacking him. We'd sure like, you know, some help. And I saw a lot of commenters going, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to not worry about him. Oh, and arrest Le Pen and arrest Bolsonaro, and they like they tried to arrest Trump. They all stood up for Trump. It's globalists attacking everybody. If the globalists get footholds in Canada or other places and can cancel elections or steal elections, or the UK is under tyranny, which it is, the EU is literally coming after American businesses with lawsuits and regulations, and they're the globalists. Just like we didn't want Russia to be under tyranny or communist China. I just don't understand the mindset of people who don't understand that, you know, if we don't stop the Iran war, we could all get killed. If we don't stop the Russia war, we could all get killed. This, we don't just live in a bubble here. So I am a nationalist. I am, to a certain extent, a protectionist. And you protect yourself by at least verbally speaking out against tyranny when you have the biggest bully pulpit in the world. So get me Colleen's statement again. I had it yesterday. Stack, it's gone. I'm going to, and I'd ask you guys actually to go print some of the comments on X. I sent that to Daria. I think she probably forgot to do it. It's okay. And I want to just read the comments because it was frightening. I mean, like half of them are like, screw you, Jones. We don't need to worry about Romania. Yeah, who cares if the EU comes in and arrests the winner and then says we're going to do it all over Europe and all over the place? You know, who cares if the EU is under a total tyranny? Trump shouldn't say a word about it. Ronald Reagan shouldn't have said anything about the Soviet Union either. What? Sick. Mentally sick. We're facing a global adversary. We need to have solidarity with other nations and stand up for them. You know, I told Trump this. I said, stop going to hockey games and, oh, we're going to crush Canada. And, ha, ha, ha. We're going to, you know, Canada screwed us. We're going to screw them. No, say we're going to liberate Canada from the globalist. But it played in, and boy, the Liberal Party was way down 30, 40 points, you know, and they had like 20% support. They won by running against Trump. So Trump really stepped in it with that one. He put out a nice statement yesterday, a day later, Dollar Store, about we want to liberate Canada, and Canada's under the globalists, and you're being abused, and you know, once we get a better trade deal, you're under a monopoly on all this food and, you know, all the dairy and poultry, and that's why you pay three times what we do. We're getting screwed. You're getting screwed. Let's work together. Make it about the globalists. He didn't do that. Fighting the globalists is a winning scenario. Fighting the globalists is massive. Fighting the globalists is important. And people want to hear that, and then they'll politically get aligned with us. We have to challenge the global leftist system with our own global 1776 intellectual revolution. Soft power. This is how it's done. We have to replace the globalists with our 1776 system. The American system worldwide, not us ruling over the countries. But them aspiring and aligning politically and culturally and militarily and economically with us. I got a lot of news I want to hit on this in a moment. But first, man, Roseanne Barr yesterday was totally exhausted when she got here. She admitted that. I was worried about her when she came on here. I never seen her that tired. Within 30 minutes, she had incredible energy from Methylene Blue. And by an hour after the show, she was bouncing off the walls. And she sent me a message this morning saying, thank you, this is game-changing. Never felt anything like it. Here's a few excerpts of what happened yesterday, then we'll get to the news. Now, you told me you've never heard of methylene blue.
Uh-uh.
It is a complex molecule that the Germans invented. The UN calls it, which I'm not really a fan of the UN, the most important drug ever invented. We don't sell it as a drug. It's a supplement. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., can you guys put that on screen? Famously takes three shots of it. That's triple the dose you're supposed to take. I take about a half shot every 3 days of it in water. And it electrochemically cleans out your mitochondria. And so it's not a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect all natural without any letdown because it just increases the electrical activity of the cells.
Okay, maybe I better take a half a dose because I'm old.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what do? Drink the whole thing?
Yeah. And
chug it?
I've given this to around 200 people now, and half have extreme energy within 30 minutes and get blown away by it. A small percent get scared they get so much energy. And three or four people have felt nothing. But what I really feel is weeks into it, because I take another methylene blue, it wasn't as strong. This is medical grade, USP, is that my workouts, my stamina, my clarity, my everything is just next level. And everything else I take, the other supplements, it synergistically boosts it. So I hope everybody tries it because you just keep, and I know you'll tell me the truth.
I will.
So here you go.
Okay. It's not tasty, but it's not horrible.
Well, yeah, normal methylene blue tastes horrible. This has natural mint and vanilla in it to just try to kill the taste. But it does not have a nice taste.
Well, I think I had enough.
Well, that was only a half dose. So if you only drink half, that's a quarter dose.
Okay, so wait.
You know what Mary Poppins says? You got a spoonful of sugar. But some people feel it in 5 minutes. Most in 30 if you're going to feel it.
It'd be so great if I did feel it.
Oh, I think you're going to feel it. I mean, almost everybody does.
Cool.
The first time you take it, a lot of people feel electricity shooting through their hands.
Like what shooting through their hands?
Electricity, like your Emperor Palpatine.
Uh-oh.
Unlimited power! Unlimited power!
Am I going to be like that?
Well, I'm like that normally. So.
Yeah, you are like that normally.
So that's what methylene blue does.
I feel tingling fingers.
You're feeling the Palpatine love?
I think I feel the Palpatine love, yeah. It's our government. We can't depend on anybody but ourselves. We have to put our boots on the ground and go in there and demand, not ask, demand.
And release our unlimited power!
Absolutely, because this is our country. The one we send our kids to fight and die for. None of them do. We got to do it. It's the working people of this country. And when they get it together and talk to their neighbors and forget all the divisions they're forcing us into, it's going to fall, and it's going to fall fast. And then we're going to have the government we dream of, the government we pray for.
Yeah!
We gotta do it! I feel it in my head and neck, too. Like, when I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you...
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience for somebody. Like, well, that's how it's like, I didn't tell you that. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
All right, folks, we have the best USP methylene blue. It is a game changer. It is so good for your mitochondria, so good for your whole body. The workouts I have are next level. Been on it for 5 weeks. Get the very best methylene blue in the world at thealexjonesstore.com and fund this operation against the globalists. We'll be right back with massive breaking news. Stay with us. The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, it's an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted, and they went out and did what I wanted, and people love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and, you know, this other company I use is great, because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I said it at the time. I said it first. At least I didn't hear it from anybody else at the time. And I don't say this to say, oh, I'm smart. It was so obvious. And then Ezra Levant came out, and he really knows Canadian politics. That's where he lives. And so many others, and said, look, Trump going, oh, yeah, Canada itself screwing us, and we're going to, you know, make them the 51st state and all of that. That took the leftist globalist party from below 20% support in polls to winning yesterday, because Canadians took it as an attack on their sovereignty. So Trump, I'd give Trump a 95 right now with the stuff he's doing, but he screwed up big time. People are anti-globalist all over the world. They want to work with America. They understand we've been screwed. But it's the way you put it. Now Trump came out on the day of the election and said, oh, in a statement, you know, you're getting screwed too with these monopolies up there, which is true, not letting our products in. That's why you pay 3 times for food and things like that. So I'm on your side, Canadians. Yeah, you should have done that months ago. And I'm not attacking Trump, but I know his advisors listen. And I just don't want to see any more of this.
And he did the right thing saying Le Pen should, you know, not be barred from running and all this political garbage. He needs to do more of that. He needs to stand up for Călin Georgescu in Romania because the EU says they're going to use this as a model to set up official tyranny. They already have an unelected commission that rules these countries they got tricked into by trade deals, giving away piece by piece from the 50s on. And the EU is heavily involved, as it's come out, funding Democrat candidates, funding the deep state, along with the UK, on attacks on our sovereignty. So because I am a nationalist and a protectionist, meaning protect the country, a protectionist protects the country from outside influence. And you've got to do that by offensively doing what Trump said a few weeks ago. Hey, we'll increase tariffs on you if you don't drop all this persecution of Marie Le Pen. Starmer came out and they're saying we better back off on our political correctness and our DEI and our arresting people for speech because Trump's saying he'll increase tariffs if we don't. He does some pressure, then moves on to the next thing, and then they just come back again. He's got to continue to dismantle the globalist system. It's the right thing to do. It protects America, and it makes us wildly popular around the world, and people then rally to our cause and their own shared common cause against the globalists. I know I'm stating extremely obvious things here to this great audience of activists, but when I've seen some of the reports I've put out and clips of the show just yesterday, and I mean, like a third of the commenters were like, screw you, Jones. We don't want to be involved in Europe. We don't want to be involved in the South China Sea. We don't care what happens to Marie Le Pen or Călin Georgescu. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, we need to get out of NATO. And we need to use the pressure we have NATO not stage coups in Romania, bordering the Black Sea with Russia, with the main NATO base to attack Russia. Bank of England ditches diversity and inclusion rules amid global DEI pushback. Yeah. Big marketers like MasterCard, PepsiCo, and Nissan are rethinking pride marketing and pulling back. Larry Fink promised to do that because Trump threatened him. And so we got to keep the pressure on. This is a global ideological fight against the transhumanist death cult and Team Humanity. We have to state who the two teams are so people know which team to get on. And coming out and attacking Canada and ha, 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 51st state, and yeah, all the Canucks have been screwing us, and we'll show them. That is the dumbest political move I think I've ever seen Trump make. So I am in a very friendly but aggressive way saying no more of that. And don't just be neutral. Defend the peoples under the globalist tyranny. I mean, Carney is a monster. He's not even really a Canadian. Former Bank of England head, WEF board member, literally wants carbon taxes and to restrict water and food and fertilizer. He is a monster of the scale of van der Leyden and Schwab. I mean, he is a freaking villain. And now he's selling his whole globalist plan of open borders and invading. Canada is the most invaded European or Western country in the world. And now Canada was on fire against the New World Order. And now it thinks the New World Order is going to save it when it's the system screwing them. Listen to the new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, who was installed by Trudeau, when Trudeau was forced to leave with 17% approval ratings. And then overnight, Trump snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. So here he is making it all about Trump wants to enslave us and Trump wants to get us and we're going to fight him and we're going to win. And of course, they won't win this trade war. But now they're not going to capitulate to something that would be good for them to begin with because it wasn't sold properly to them. Here's Carney.
As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen. But we also must recognize the reality that our world has fundamentally changed.
Boy, we really screwed that one up. When Trump attacks the EU tyranny, he doesn't attack Europeans. No. When he attacks Zelensky, he doesn't attack Ukrainians. No. When he criticizes Putin, he doesn't criticize Russians, does he? No. Then why the hell did he say, I'm cheering on the American team in hockey. We're going to kick those Canadians. Why did he make it political? He should have said, I love both teams. We're on the same team against the globalist. I'm cheering. You know, it's just, but Trump, you know, loves to troll people, and he loves to get Americans to love their sovereignty, which we are. But you don't then have globalists that are the ones robbing Canada of their resources with all the regulations and taxes and invading them and literally legalizing fentanyl and all the rest of it. You don't counter them that way. I'm done bitching about that for now, but we got a couple guests popping in on it. Canada's Mark Carney torches Trump in election win speech. Carney wins Canadian election while conservative leader loses his seat in parliament. That's right, and it's because Pierre Poilievre has great rhetoric and is well-spoken, and I like his rhetoric, but he's a globalist as well. And so conservatives saw that and didn't support him. And, you know, that's good because in the end it'll be Maxime Bernier, who now three or four times won the conservative vote to be the leader. And they just said, we're going to disregard that. So he said, fine, I'll do my own party. People didn't blame him for conservatives losing. No, they're losing because just like Labor wouldn't actually be anti-globalist and kept the borders open, so now you have the Tories being removed because they wouldn't do what they would say they would do. Now you have Labor sneaking back in with a parliamentary manipulation, but they're even more popular than ever. And so if the people in the UK continue pushing, they will finally get a real party in that doesn't betray them. But the Tories are just like the mainline Republican Party of the past in this country. They have great rhetoric, but don't deliver on anything they say. They're conservative or populist or nationalist in name only. But everywhere where you get a real anti-globalist candidate, they're winning around the world. The problem is they're getting arrested or killed or wounded. Fico in Slovakia, shot full of holes, survived barely. Bolsonaro stabbed, wins, steal the election, take him off the ballot. Now all, you know, having serious health problems because of the wounds. Carney vows to govern for all Canadians after winning election. We're going to talk about that more coming up. But right now, I want to talk about the economy and consumer confidence. And as we approach tomorrow, the 100th day of Trump being in office, looking at the job Trump's doing, overall A+. And a 100 for effort and stamina and will and courage and being dauntless. But where he does things wrong, in my opinion, I will say it. And we do have a great effect because we have a large audience of activists and the White House pays attention. And that's a blessing and that's a good thing. That's why the bad guys want us off air. But in general, the working class, the blue collar union type folks, the farmers, the ranchers, the police officers are supporting Trump more than ever in the numbers, but also what I see on the ground. But the boomer, yuppie class that voted for Trump because they didn't like the open borders, they didn't like the crime, and they didn't want World War III. In those numbers, in the polls, which I know they exaggerate and twist, but what I see on the ground is overall accurate. They are mad at Trump. They're ready to abandon ship, all because the stock market went down 10%. And that is very short-term thinking. It'd be worth it to have a stock market go down 90% to get our real economy back in the long run, and to not have DEI and transgenderism and open borders and crime sprees and hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths. But that's not going to happen. If they were able to plunge the stock market 50%, it wouldn't matter. It'd be a buying opportunity. But they are deserting Trump. They're panicking. As Trump said, don't be a panicking. And the corporate media's mind control is still having some effect on them. Trump told you he was going to do these tariffs. Trump told you he was going to shut down the border. Trump told you he was going to try to stop these wars. Trump told you everything he was going to do. So Trump is more popular than ever with black Americans. Got more black votes than any Republican in history. He's more popular with Hispanics than any Republican in history. He's more popular with young people than any Republican in history. Look up the numbers. I've had Rasmussen on the top pollsters over and over again. You can see it in the streets. So societally, culturally, long term, this is great. But it goes back to the boomers. And I'm not saying boomers are bad. It's very fashionable to bash boomers because they went along with the debt and the system and kind of passed it down to the next generation. And we all know that. There are a lot of great boomers. But still, in general, boomers are behaving like they always do, being very spoiled and very short-term and very emotional and very easily manipulated. On average, there's a lot of great boomers. But I know a lot of them. I got a lot of friends, a lot of family. I talk to everybody. That's where I get my real intel. And I talk to people that are around the country. They're getting the same thing from the boomers. I'm getting ready to abandon Trump. Why, this trade stuff, this is not good. And I've lost 20% of my 401k, on and on and on. The stock market's a giant casino. It's not the key barometer of the real economy. Inflation and housing prices and crime and all the things we see in a sick society is what needs to be rectified. And what Trump is doing at every level, culturally, spiritually, economically, is about turning that around. And I know I'm restating the basics here, and I know most of the audience is like, yeah, we already know this. Well, the boomers need to understand that if Trump is not successful because they cut and run, you understand the globalists said we would be in deep austerity right now. They've been shutting the economy down for a long time while transferring money and wealth to themselves. And if you thought the COVID lockdowns were bad, designed to vertically integrate wealth and destroy Main Street, you have not seen anything yet. So, and if they are able to crash things completely and stop Trump's recovery, they will then blame populism and nationalism for it. And that's the admitted globalist plan, to try to bring back all their tyranny and all their control as their Hail Mary, if they can somehow convince people that they are going to give you a better economy and more security after all the hell and all the evil and all the insanity that they push. So remember, boomers, when you're bitching about Trump and reading articles that are a bunch of lies and you're joining in on whatever you think the new coolest thing is, remember who's going to be running your life. Bill Gates and King Charles and the UN and the New World Order. And if you really think those parasites and their agenda is who we should sign up with, I can't help you. I really can't help you. This is a real revolution against the globalists. Trump's doing the best job he can. Overall does a great job, makes some really bad mistakes here and there. But what do you think a man in the arena is going to be doing? What do you think somebody actually doing something is going to be doing? They're going to be making mistakes. Elon Musk is admitted that proudly. People of action make mistakes. The only way to not ever make a mistake is to live in a cave by yourself. But by and large, the general public gets it. I see more enthusiasm from lower middle class and blue collar people than even 100 days ago. People can see this is real. They like stuff being shook up. They want change. But all the educated idiots with their 2 or 3 degrees that are worthless on the left, and then the boomers who are retired and just care about their money, it's a battle between those of us that understand the common sense of this and what's going on and that Trump's keeping his promises and that we're in this for the long haul. Because the minute they realize their propaganda isn't working on you to crash the economy, they're going to stop doing it. And then if they are successful crashing it, as soon as Trump's out of there, they're going to turn right around and run the stock market up bigger than ever. But it'll continue to be predatory at war with Main Street and you. And then all the inflation that huge stock market represents will be passed on to the cost of living. So you want a real economy or you want a BS economy? Because, by the way, inflation's so out of control worldwide, you're going to get inflation one way or the other. It's do you want it slower and do you want a real economy and real services and jobs so that it's not even noticeable? Or do you want an imploding economy with inflation, permanent stagflation, the globalist Great Reset? So here's three clips back to back. Americans react to the president's first 100 days on Fox, then MSNBC, Michigan voters, another one from Fox. Here they are back to back.
First of all, he's done more in the first 100 days than I've done in my 38-year career. So he's great to watch. But I really love the cabinet meetings. He lets the American people into those rooms. We get to observe the questions and the answers, know what they're doing. It's really a way that he connects with the public, and I think that's so important. Negotiating, his skills are unbelievable. You remember when he was negotiating for the Boeing jet, mm-hmm. and he talked about how he wanted it under, I think it was $300,000 or something, and he got it to $299,999.
Well, because the man knows planes, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'd like inflation to come down a little more, but I'm patient. I think we need to be patient because he's going to get it done. He's got the stomach for it, and we just got to be behind him 100%. So just keep doing what you're doing, President Trump. We love it.
I am totally excited. Everybody I know is excited. My biggest issue is the border, and he's killing it. Well, absolutely, everybody that's here illegally should go. I'm not one of these that, oh, the poor person. No, they need to go. They came in illegally.
It's the first 100 days, what grade would you give Donald Trump and why?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
20.
20. And why 20?
I feel safer. I feel more confident. I know who's running the country, and we haven't for the last 4 years. I think the economy is going to come around. I love the people that he's picked for the cabinet. I think everybody is just doing a top-notch job, and I love Doge.
And again, I wasn't ganging up on the boomers. You saw a bunch of really smart boomers right there that get it. I mean, I'd say 45, 50% of them get it. It's just, I've got the polls all right here, and I can see it on the ground. The boomers, on average, of the demographic that were supporting Trump, are the ones that are getting really skittish right now. And I get it. But if you really study how much danger we were in and where the world was and the crime rampant in the streets and the illegal alien gangs everywhere and just all of it, this has got to be shut down. And we can't have China with 97% control of rare earth minerals. We can't keep buying 90% of our drugs from them. We can't keep doing this. We've been set up for destruction on record under the globalist model. We have to become sovereign. We have to become self-sufficient. Now, is Trump doing it really fast and really aggressive? Yeah. He tried to do it when he got in 8 years ago, and he's talked about this, and he'd make these deals, and they wouldn't follow him. So this time, he's putting the tariffs on him and saying, you do it now. And he's getting huge results. Almost 40 countries have now signed on and allied with us against China. Almost no one's allying with China. Who? Iran and North Korea and Russia. So whereas I don't want nuclear war with Russia, and we shouldn't be able to start a war with them, that should end. At the same time, Russia's already made itself self-sufficient. Russia officially asked their foreign minister and their main economic minister, it's on record, 2 weeks ago, said, hey, we want your sanctions to continue. Because it's made our own industries way stronger in just the last few years, which is true. Russia is doing better than it's done ever. Than under the czars, under the communists, and the last 30 years that they've gone through, their economy is the best it's ever been. Boy. And Trump knows we can do that too. You're supposed to make most of your stuff in your own country, people. You're not supposed to import 80%. And look, I know most of the listeners get this. Remember, I'm always lecturing new people that I just don't understand how people don't understand this. China can't have a 500% tariff on us on average. In Canada, a 300% tariff. Why do we accept this? Why were we the biggest industrial power in the world, and now we're a shadow of that? Because we were sold out by special interest that own large portions of those Chinese and Mexican and Indian and other companies. All right, I got a lot of other economic news I want to hit. Some powerful developments and statements from the Treasury Secretary and Amazon, as usual. Bezos acts like he wouldn't be a traitor, but of course he's been caught allied with Xi Jinping. That's coming up, but I'm only going to spend about 10 more minutes on that because Ezra Levant's coming on to talk about the Canadian election and what that means, and it's so important to us that the globalists are in power there, now seen as heroes. This is the model of how we could be defeated in the short term. Globalism is so evil, and it's falling apart, and it'll never reconstitute unless the public worldwide is so stupid they want psychotics like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab running their lives that literally want to make you eat bugs and say they want to make you poor and say they want to make you live in a 200-square-foot apartment and literally want to cut your son's penis off. I mean, it's just like they're villains, people. I mean, maybe they will end up ruling over us. I mean, we're that dumb. All right, hour number two straight ahead. Please remember, the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me, so if InfoWars gets shut down, which could be imminent, we will continue on the Alex Jones Network, and what's funding that is the incredible products like the Ultimate Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best. It blew away both our in-studio guests yesterday. They said total game changer. We've got the best. It's so incredible. Get yours now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're into hour number two. I've got Ezra Levant on the Canadian election. Very important. Just popping in for about 15 minutes. Then I'm going to take calls all the way through until the fourth hour, and then Maxime Bernier, you know, the top anti-globalist up in Canada, will pop in with the aftermath of this. But I've got so much interspersed we've got to get to. You talk about victories and the good things Trump's doing and the fact that he's riding in on this revolution of not just economic and cultural and spiritual awakening, but health awakening. You've got Utah passing a law to take fluoride out of the water with Kennedy's support. Now Florida just passed the bill that would ban fluoride in drinking water. That's coming up. They've ordered the 10,000 plus poisons that they legally had a waiver to add to the food that's highly addictive and poisonous out. They've said it's not recommended the COVID shot, which essentially now gets rid of the liability protection. So that's moving forward. I mean, at the normal speed of politics, things are moving very, very quickly. But on the economic war, we're actually winning that. But because there's some pain, it's literally 10 times worse for China. People are blinking. And so I've got a bunch of developments there I want to hit. And, you know, Rand Paul's coming out against Trump. He's not saying that the tariffs are wrong. He's saying that Trump doesn't have the authority to do it without Congress. So he's using that. And I guess, you know, he's a purist constitutionally. You can debate it both ways. Trump really has the authority to do that. But certainly it's been given to the World Trade Organization. He's just taking it back with those executive orders. But we had Cameron Kinsey on yesterday. She had a very, very interesting event when she took methylene blue. Here it is.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Every guest I remember, if I'm going to give some to Roseanne Barr coming up, I want you to take some methylene blue if you want to, because it usually hits within 30 minutes. We need to do it now so we can find out. And if you don't feel it, I want you to tell everybody. Have you ever taken methylene blue before?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Not really.
You want to take some?
Yeah, it's MAHA approved.
It's MAHA approved. Okay. You can show Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking it. Now, he takes three droppers. Now, this is medical grade. Here we go.
Cheers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. We're going to see what happens.
Minty.
20 minutes later.
You only took half your methylene blue, which was half a dose. You've taken a quarter dose. We're now 25 minutes after you took it. Are you feeling anything?
I am. I actually am. It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly. I can kind of get off on a tangent here and there and not wrap up the point. But
I didn't tell you what I thought the effects would be before you said that.
No.
Because we were talking at the break, and you were saying, wow, I'm already a little bit starting to feel it, and now you're feeling it more?
Mm-hmm. I am.
And you've taken a quarter dose. So I gave you a half dose. You drank half of it. So that's a quarter dose so far. Most people feel within 30 minutes. It's going to hit you probably harder in about 2 hours if it hit you this quick. But let me explain. It's not a stimulant. They have hundreds of studies. It directly increases electrochemical activity in the mitochondria. That's the energy of the cell, and then the studies outputs toxins that couldn't get out before, particularly in the brain. So it's a detoxer as well, and so it increases literal electrochemical activity. The only other thing that does that is iodine. But this is even stronger.
I'm very in tune with my body. Of course, being an athlete, I'm very hypervigilant of what foods I'm putting in my body, what drinks I'm consuming. And so for this, I can already tell, just being hyper aware of how I feel. I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot. Like I said this morning, we touched on it a little bit. I was very sluggish. I had a slow morning. With this, it kind of jolts you back up. That's like kind of the best way I can describe it.
And that's what's great is no letdown. But what you're really going to feel, at least most people, if they already feel, is in a few weeks, if it builds up in you, your workouts are just going to be spectacular. And you're already in great shape, but my God, I almost hurt myself.
Do you take it before a workout?
It's so strong for me, I take it every 2 or 3 days. Right. I did take some this morning because I did take it. It's. I'm gonna stop plugging it. The point is, I just want people to see that this isn't BS.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've gotten 2/3 of the way down, and I already feel it.
And then after the show, she said it got even stronger. She said, "This is amazing." So, it's all available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And no matter what happens, InfoWars is going to fund our new network, so please support us. You don't want to miss out on this product. The eighth coin
in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back, myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com, for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Run.
All right. I am going to give the toll-free number out right now. We've entered the second hour of this Tuesday, April 29th, 2025 transmission. Tomorrow marks the 100-day mark of Trump being sworn in 100 days ago. And overall, in real actions, I give him an A+. But on the issue of the way he handled Canada and its extremely unfair trade policies with us, Canada is a globalist-controlled slave state. It is one of the worst police states in the Western world. That says a lot. They have government basically forced euthanasia there, legalizing basically fentanyl. They're the most flooded Western country in the world, and that says a lot. They are under globalist control, and the 300% tariffs on the food and the dairy and the eggs and the poultry, that hurts Canadians more than it hurts us because they have a monopoly up there. But Trump didn't address it like that. He went, oh, hockey games, we're going to crush the Canadians. The Canadians have been screwing us. We're going to make them the 51st state. That's never going to happen. I get Trump was having fun trying to rally Americans for sovereignty when we've been demoralized, but it went way too far. So over a month ago, I had Ezra Levant on, who's the most successful independent media out of Canada, worldwide, Rebel News. And he said, whoa, this is going to backfire. This is going to get the incredibly unpopular Liberal Party, the literal WF party with Trudeau. He had to leave, less than 20% approval rating. Mark Carney, former head of the Bank of England, top globalist, on the board of the WEF, really bad guy. Klaus Schwab clone, this is going to get him into power, and they're going to be able to do all their tyrannical things in the name of sovereignty and standing up to Trump. So this is a cautionary tale of how to not operate. And again, a lot of people say, well, why do we care about Canada? It's the same globalists attacking them, attacking us. And if they get a stronghold there, they'll be able to use it against us to keep flooding us with illegal aliens and fentanyl. Instead, the Canadians wanted to come over to our side and wanted to make a deal, and it was screwed up. And now the left, the worst globalists, are celebrating this disaster. And it goes the same for Europe, the EU, arresting their political opposition, arresting the people winning elections, Marie Le Pen, Colin Georgescu, now saying they're going to do it in Poland and Hungary and everywhere. The EU is suing thousands of U.S. companies. They're trying to enforce all their regulations on us. And they've been doing it, just like California enforces regulations against the rest of the U.S., the fourth largest economy in the world. So what happens in California affects the rest of the country. What happens in the EU affects us big time. What happens in Canada affects us big time. Plus, these are humans under tyranny, under the incredible lockdowns, under the trucker protests being ridden over men, women, and children with horses. So the world hates globalists, and Trump needs to make this about global solidarity and good deals for everybody, and then everyone will get on board. So Ezra is also a very smart businessman and had some really good proposals for Trump. And obviously some of what we talk about gets to Trump, and we do have some influence, quite a bit. But on this subject, this has been a disaster. But Trump started to change his rhetoric yesterday about, oh, Canada's hurt by this. It's a monopoly. We want to work with you. You know, you've got the horrible leftist globalists. We're your friends. Yes. So to advise us on how we can reach out to the Canadians,
and start reversing this and not getting Canadians to rally around the globalists, who are the real ones that are abusing them and taking their property and taking their lives. We've got Ezra Levant to give us his expert analysis as a Canadian and as a businessman and as a father on this, and as a world traveler and an expert that covers the IMF, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, and more. But first, here is Carney just savoring that he gets to pose as the savior of Canada overnight, going from the most unpopular people in Canada, the globalists, to now being the most popular. This is a disaster. Here's Carney.
I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. Never. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen. But we also must recognize the reality that our world has fundamentally changed.
So now, the policies of the globalists that have destroyed Canada, it's horrible. I think we got a bad economy when they're so rich resource-wise. Now the bad guys get to pose as the good guys, as Ezra Levant politely, respectfully warned on this broadcast. Ezra, you were absolutely right. What's the lay of the land? Can this be salvaged? What do you think Trump should start doing?
Well, I got bad news and I got good news. You saw the bad news. Here's why that acceptance speech by Mark Carney is scary. I understand that he campaigned as an anti-American to get votes. There's Trump derangement syndrome in Canada. There's a streak of anti-Americanism that goes back to the U.S. Revolutionary War. Where did the royal loyalists go when they lost to George Washington? They came up to Canada. So anti-Americanism has been under the surface in Canada for a long time. I had thought that Mark Carney was just stoking that anti-Americanism till the election. But what you saw there was his speech after he won. So he really is, in his heart, an anti-American. And remember, when he was the chair of Brookfield Asset Management, which is a slightly smaller BlackRock, he was totally in bed with China. Did you hear what he said there? Our relationship with America is over as we know it. He wants to realign Canada towards China. And there was more of his speech. He talked about replacing American trade with foreign trade. And he's talking about things like energy. Canada has an enormous amount of oil and gas. China's been sniffing around. I'm worried Mark Carney is going to try and reorient our country towards him.
And that's what you warned of a month ago. He said Trump needs to come in and make an oil deal right now to block that.
Yeah, I mean, Canada right now, I'll be candid. The reason we have a trade surplus with America, it's not nefarious. It's because you guys buy oil from us. And my point is, better to buy oil from Canada when, by the way, it's often U.S. firms pumping the oil, than to buy it from OPEC countries. First of all, you don't have to have the Pentagon patrolling the Persian Gulf sea lanes. You just have a pipeline.
Well, sure, and the U.S. also refines most of it, so it's a good deal.
Yeah, so that's the bad news. And I think you know Mark Carney quite well. You know, for example, that he's got three passports, Irish, British, and Canadian. You know that he's a globalist tax evader. You know that he's, for example, hung out with Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficker. You know that his wife, her family, bizarrely, is in Epstein's black book. You know that Prince Andrew, a client of Jeffrey Epstein, threw a party for Mark Carney at Buckingham Palace and picked up the tab. Those are alarm bells. There might be some innocent explanation for it, but we haven't heard it. So this guy truly is an anti-American World Economic Forum actor. That's the bad news. But can I tell you some good news? I have to be an optimist, Alex, because I live in Canada. If I was a pessimist, I'd flee this place a long time ago. I want to stay and fight. And so a guy like me needs hope. Let me tell you why I have a little bit of reason for hope. Number one, the conservative candidate in Canada, his name is Pierre Poilievre, he actually got the highest vote for any conservative candidate since the 80s. The only reason that wasn't enough to push him over the top is that all the opposition parties on the left united around the liberals. It was like in Macron's France, where the minor parties all withdrew their candidates so that they had a unite the left plan to beat Le Pen. I don't know if you followed that, but they did that in Canada. So
yeah, for people that don't know, it's not a two-party system. You got a whole bunch, so they do this, right, uniting all these other parties to win.
Yeah, we have a parliamentary system, so typically you get 40% of the vote. You've won it because there's five parties in parliament. What happened is the Green Party, they canceled 100 of their candidates. The Socialist Party, called the NDP, they basically stopped campaigning. So even though the Conservatives had a record vote last night, it wasn't enough to beat the total united leftists. But it came within 2%, Alex. There's one more thing I want to tell you, and I think you might appreciate this. One of the things that Donald Trump has done for the U.S. Republican Party, he's made it a working man's party. He's a billionaire himself, but he's a blue-collar billionaire in his sensibility and his friendships. He's at home with a steel worker. He's at home with a construction worker. Pierre Poilievre, that's the Canadian Conservative, has managed to do the same thing. He's made the Canadian Conservative Party a party of the working class and, incredibly, a party of the young. When Justin Trudeau became PM 10 years ago, he did so in part by promising young people he'd legalize marijuana. It's not a great policy, but it was how he appeared hip to the kids. Pierre Poilievre now dominates young people, their vote, rather, because in Canada you can't afford a house. Our mass immigration has driven down wages and pushed up accommodation. So Pierre Poilievre, he came so close last night, and he's within 2 points of winning, and he's got the young people, and he's got the working class. And so Mark Carney won last night. It's true. But he didn't win a majority. And in a parliamentary system, if you have a minority government, that means there's a risk you could fall as a government. There could be election any time. I'm trying to keep my hopes up because we've got to stop Mark Carney before he does Canada in. He wants to put us in a Chinese orbit. I don't know if you know what his main job was before he came back to Canada. He led something called the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, GFANZ, basically forcing companies to get rid of any fossil fuels. He wanted
sure,
to
he's a major ESG enforcer. So if Pierre Poilievre lost his own seat in the Canadian election, you know, they're calling it humbling, but you're saying they had the biggest showing ever. A, what does that mean? And then B, a lot of people didn't support him because they're saying he's not really a conservative, but I guess you know him well. What do you think?
Look, I've known him for 25 years. In fact, they tried to hang that around him. There were stories Ezra Levant is Pierre Poilievre's mentor. I'm not his mentor. We did work together 25 years ago, and here's what I can say about that. He's been a conservative his whole life. I've known him for 25 years. I'm not going to pretend to be close to him. The liberals would use that against him. It's not true that I'm close with him, but I know him well enough to know that he has been a conservative advocate his whole life without changing his mind or his view. And yeah, he lost his seat. That's a hassle. It's a small problem. Let me give you an example on the World Economic Forum. He has announced that no member of his party will go to the World Economic Forum in Davos. That's what he has to say about globalists. He has announced that he'll cut foreign aid and use it on Canadian projects. He has announced the end to wokeism.
Sure. So, what do you think of Maxime Bernier, though? And a lot of, I just know when I talk to Canadians and open the phones up, a lot of them say that Poilievre wasn't that good. But I mean, I know you're a really smart guy, and I trust you.
I like Bernier. I like the fact that he stood up against the COVID pandemic lockdowns. I like the fact that he believes in free speech and zero immigration. But Alex, last night he got 0.7% of the vote. Maxime Bernier is a good egg. He's got a good heart. I like him. I like his style. But he gets like Libertarian Party level votes.
And that's because the Conservatives know that the main Conservative Party had a better chance of winning.
Yeah, and listen, Pierre Poilievre is not perfect, but he is the most conservative leader we have had in Canada in a generation. He did the best of any conservative in a generation. There are only two choices for Prime Minister, him or Mark Carney. So voting for Maxime Bernier is a luxury that I don't think Canadians.
I understand, but at the same time, he's eloquent and he did win, you know, votes to be the party leader, which they ignored before. So I see why he's upset. But he has done some good, at least on his speaking tours, educating people about the globalist and
policies. He should do more of that. He should be like, I don't know, like Charlie Kirk, going around the country, giving speeches, debating, encouraging people. But there is a place for Maxime Bernier for sure, and you're showing some great pictures of him. That's his place.
Well, let me ask you this then. Yeah. What I'm getting from what you're saying is, just like Labour was able to do a parliamentary manipulation in the UK and get in, but now they're more unpopular than ever, so it's causing an awakening. And you're saying, if this was the best showing ever for the Conservatives in Canada, vote-wise, that if Trump's misstep, you know, making it about sovereignty of Canada, driving people into the Liberals' hands, as soon as people figure out that it's, wait, it was the globalists and the WEF candidates and people like Trudeau and now Carney that are doing this, that as long as Trump stops the nationalistic attacks on their sovereignty, that Trump could come up with a new form of rhetoric to approach this and actually be instrumental in helping the Canadians unseat the WEF party.
I try and understand what Trump is doing, and here's my thinking. And Alex, you correct me if I'm wrong. Here's what's on Trump's plate in terms of foreign policy: war between Russia and Ukraine, possible war with Iran, Abraham Accords Part 2, dealing with China, European Union, Brazil. Like the Mexican border, there's so many. I've just listed 5 or 10 foreign policy things, each of which is more important than Canada. I don't think Trump is spending a lot of intellectual bandwidth on Canada because we're not a crisis. So I think he came up with that one-liner, you should be our 51st state, because it really jabbed Justin Trudeau, and Trump likes to do that with people. But what he didn't know is he
100%. Trudeau came down to Mar-a-Lago, he made the joke, everybody loved it, and then Trump just, you know, he's a ham. He started just making the joke more, but then and you and I were like, that's not going to be funny to Canadians. Please stop.
You know, because some Canadians found it an indecent proposal. It would be like asking a married woman to go on a date. If she was ready to divorce her man, maybe she would. But if she loved her husband, it would come across as impertinent.
No, you should have sold it as an alliance against the globalists, and then we'd have conservatives in right now. I mean, let's just say it.
I want us to get back to being best friends. I want America and Canada to be like Batman and Robin. I know we're the junior partner, but we can be best friends. And that's got off track. And here's the thing. Trump did it accidentally.
Well, here's the issue. If we don't have an alliance with Canada, the Chi-Coms are, and that is untenable. That's why Canada's important, people. Some of my listeners, I see them comment, why are we hearing about Canada? Well, you better care about Canada because the Chi-Coms do.
Let me give you four reasons to care about Canada. Number one, we're a laboratory for bad ideas. Universal
health care. It's like a giant California to our north.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, we are geographically between you and Russia, between you and Chinese hot air balloons coming over, the Arctic. So we are part of your security plan, whether we or you like it or not.
And like Russia, you've got shit tons of resources. We should be working with you.
That was my next point. We've got so much oil, we rival Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. And our free trade agreement that Donald Trump negotiated personally contains a side letter giving Americans preferential access to our oil and
gas. You don't have to tell me about Canada. Do you know where my East Texas family, but they've had a lot of kids and a great family. I mean, Jerry Earl's probably got like, I don't know, like 15 grandkids and like a whole bunch of kids. A whole bunch of his family works up in Canada, and they go up and visit, and they love it, and they're making good money, and they're happy. So I got a lot of family employed up in Canada.
I want to come back into the American orbit. I want to stay an independent country, but if we're in the American orbit, that is where we belong. We don't belong in a European orbit or in a Chinese orbit. I got a video clip, I'm sorry I didn't think of it for today's show, of Mark Carney saying at a World Economic Forum panel, he said, I'm a European. That's how he thinks of himself. I think of myself as a proud Canadian who loves America. And I don't see a contradiction in that. Mark Carney thinks of himself as a globalist, a European, and an anti-American. That's what makes me nervous. You heard him. He's not campaigning anymore, and he's saying we are breaking away from America. You don't want that. You want us close, and we can be best friends again. We just gotta tone down that one barb that Donald Trump was using, because for whether it's reasonable or not, Canadians were sensitive to it. And
well, that's why they don't like the WEF party, is they started figuring out Trudeau was selling them out to China. And so then, again, instead of going with the truth, Trump did the joke, and now it's backfired.
And I love his jokes. That's half the fun of Donald Trump is his personality. His rallies are really, they could be stand-up comedy shows. He's just such a great entertainer. But the joke here scared people. And you know how close it was last night? It was 41% to 43%. So if just 1% moved, they would have been tied. I think that joke might have moved 5%.
Oh, 100%. Trump handed the globalist victory in Canada.
And I know he didn't mean to do that. At least I hope he didn't mean to do that. And there's so many better ways to be friends and allies. I think we're going to get along more or less anyways. I think Mark Carney doesn't control all the levers of power, and there will be other levels of friendship. For example, the premier of the province of Alberta, that's the oil province, she went to Trump's inauguration. She has not said a hard word about Trump because she's a diplomat. She wants to get the deal done. So there are other forces in Canada besides the prime minister. Look, I'm optimistic that within a year we'll be able to fix this. I don't think that Mark Carney's minority government...
I totally agree. If Trump stops the rhetoric that helps the globalists.
Yeah. And listen, I love Trump, and I like his bellicose style, and it's needed for dealing with China, for dealing with the Middle East. You need his strength. But with Canada, you know, people thought the roughness was out of place. And I say this as the only journalist in Canada whose company endorsed Trump in all three elections. We've got the scars to show for being pro-Trump. I think Trump needs to recalibrate here, because I want to get back to being best friends, and I want to get rid of Mark Carney.
Yeah, I want to have Canada not be the giant California of the North. I mean, I'd love to free California as well. All right, just 1 minute on this, Ezra. How do you see the trade war going in general, though?
Look, I wish I understood a little bit better. Trump has a fair argument when he says we have too much dairy and poultry tariffs. It's true. And that makes food twice as expensive here. You know, there was actually a smuggling ring that smuggled cheese across the border from Niagara Falls, New York, into Niagara Falls, Ontario, because it was so much cheaper on the American side. You got to Google it. Cheese smuggling. It's crazy. Trump's right on that. Trump's right that American banks should be allowed to give mortgages in Canada. I wish we had the competition in our banking sector. I wish we had American cell phone companies. We pay amongst the highest data rates in the world for cell phones. All of these things are good for American business, but they're great for Canadian citizens. I agree with all of that. The trade surplus is in large part because of oil and gas. You're going to have that trade surplus with whoever you buy it from until you get your own oil and gas industry.
Absolutely.
Fully.
Yeah, yeah. There's not a one size fits all here. Since you mentioned your new prime minister, the globalist, that Trump's misstep has put into power here, here is Mark Carney saying he's not a Canadian, he's a European, meaning globalist.
Mark, you look like you were about to...
Yeah, it was a tell.
As a European, you know, as a...
As a European, honorary, I am a European, actually.
Oh, you are?
Irish citizen. Yeah. So there you go.
Welcome.
Speaking as a European, I like to say falling.
And that's recent. So he's not a Canadian. He is a real globalist. Wow. So you guys literally have a usurper.
I don't think he has a Canadian driver's license or health card. I think he literally moved back to Canada weeks ago. He was interrogated by the U.S. Congress. They were looking into his alleged extortion of fossil fuel companies, and he said under oath to the U.S. Congress that he was a resident of the United Kingdom. That was just a few months ago. This guy literally got off the plane.
Hold on, five more minutes. We need to make an issue out of this, because I've read this and knew this, but I'd forgotten to make this point. This is kind of a big deal. Canada literally has a foreign usurper running it. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade. It works great. massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted, and people love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and, you know, this other company I use is great, because, you know, green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we'd been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
Ladies and gentlemen, the newest product in thealexjonesstore.com is a bombshell product. This is Shilajit Complex, which is by far my favorite product that we've ever sold. I've been taking it for several weeks straight, and I've noticed a difference in my energy levels, my thinking, clarity, and focus, and I'm certain that my testosterone is boosted as well, because let me just say, my wife loves it, and I've had the will and motivation to actually exercise. Now, not only is this Shilajit Complex absolutely amazing for you, but by subscribing, you get 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com, and you keep Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew working diligently to fight for humanity. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, get Shilajit Complex, and experience the benefits of ashwagandha, magnesium, black pepper, black seed extract, burdock root, Irish sea moss, and this ancient substance, Shilajit Complex, which has been used for thousands of years for all sorts of ails and benefits. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for 50% off to Shilajit Complex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I didn't tell the crew to come in with this liner, this music of Depeche Mode, but it's certainly true. Mark Carney, the former head of the Globalist Bank of England, pushing the top guy with UN, ESG, carbon taxes, heavily involved with the WEF. I mean, he is a thoroughbred of the Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates vein. And remember what Klaus Schwab said. Well, who's your best globalist? Who's your protege? He said, Trudeau. And we penetrated the cabinets, half the cabinets around the world with people like him. That's how we control countries. Remember that just 5 years ago with David Gergen at the Kennedy Center. And the investigations have come out with Carney shaking down fossil fuel companies, in North America, not just Canada, heavily involved with the communist Chinese, heavily involved with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, this guy is nasty. No one even knew who he was. I'd seen him and read about him for years as a globalist, and so I knew who he was, but maybe one out of 500 people do. And then suddenly Trudeau is forced out, but doesn't actually leave, does a manipulation, puts Carney in so he can pretend he's the prime minister, allows him to then stand up and say, oh, Trump wants to take our goods and destroy us and enslave us, when that's what the globalists, the Chi-Coms, are doing, with the 51st state comment. And then now he's in there saying, it's over. We're done with America. And we're at war. And Trump's trying to destroy us. And the Americans, all of us, want to take what we've got. So they've now pitted us against each other with Trump's joke that he's a reverse. He still isn't doing it. He made the joke again yesterday. And it is invigorating the abusers that went from 16, 17% approval rating to 40-plus percent were able to win at 43%. So, 44%. This is really a big deal. And I hope Trump doesn't duplicate this with other countries, especially ones that border us. But then Ezra Levant, if he just joined us, reminded me of him. I've seen the clip before a few years ago at the WEF saying, oh, I'm not a Canadian. I'm a European, meaning a globalist. And they're like, oh, really? He's like, ha-ha, yes, I am. And he's got all these foreign passports. He didn't even live in Canada. Now he says he does. I don't think the average Canadian even understands this. And I think, Ezra, very optimistically, as you said, as this is discovered, that you literally have a foreign leader, a usurper, in there, that if Trump goes with that angle, which is the truth, that then people will remember all the horrible policies of Trudeau that this guy literally embodies, and that their agenda will stall out if Trump doesn't let them hide behind, we're protecting you from the big, mean Donald Trump and the evil, piratical Americans. This is insane. But in case people just tuned in, here's the clip again of him at the WEF saying, I'm not a Canadian. Here it is.
Mark, you look like you were about to...
Yeah, it was a tell.
As a European, you know,
as a European, honorary, I am a European, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I'm an Irish citizen. Yeah. So well, there you
welcome.
Go.
Welcome.
Speaking as a European, I like to say following.
I am a citizen of Europe. Ireland. He goes on. He lived in Ireland, says this just a few years ago on international television, and then now he's your prime minister. This is insane. Ezra, more on that, fleshing out, because you're really the expert, but I remember he was even interrogated by Congress about this. Wow, this is a big deal.
Yeah, Representative Massey from Kentucky, who is one of the most principled congressmen in America, was looking into ESG, where these large investors like Brookfield Asset Management, that's Carney's company, or BlackRock, which is Larry Fink's company, they would use their investments in the company as a kind of extortion to say, if you don't believe in net zero, if you don't, alter the market to have social goals rather than financial goals, we'll pull our investment from you. So it was outside the proper parameter of an asset manager. Your fiduciary duty is to get the highest rate of return for your investors, not to use that for your own personal vendettas. But Mark Carney was interrogated by congressional staff. There's a transcript of it about his role, because they were manipulating prices and they were extorting coal companies and even ExxonMobil. And Mark Carney was answering for that extortion. In the end, he was not charged with anything, but I don't know if things are still ongoing. I would encourage you to check with Representative Massey. But in that interrogation, he said that he lived in the United Kingdom. So again, it's not really in doubt that the guy he's been away. He was born in Canada, but he left us more than a decade ago. And I just want to refer to one more thing, Alex. You showed a story from Reuters on the screen about 2 minutes ago that said Mark Carney wants to lead the international rebellion against Trump. I wonder if your team could put that up. Yeah, Carney aims for global leadership role against Trump. Really? I thought you were elected to run Canada, to take care of Canada's problems, our economic problems, our immigration problems, our crime problems, our inflation problems, our tax problems. Canada has a lot of problems. And one of them, frankly, is we have to understand Trump's tariff goals and work with it. There's a lot to do for Canada, but only a globalist, only a World Economic Forum board member, only someone who boasts that he's a European, only someone with three passports, only someone who was a master of the universe at Brookfield Asset Management would say, no, 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 no. I'm in now, and I'm going to use this position to rally the world's other countries against Trump. That's what that headline suggests. And let me tell you something. Justin Trudeau was a shallow man. He was more like a mascot than a Dr. Evil. He liked photo ops. He liked traveling around. But Mark Carney, I always said he's smarter than Trudeau, works harder than Trudeau. And what has Mark Carney been doing for the last 10 years, Alex? He's been going to the UN. He's been going to the World Economic Forum. He's been crisscrossing the world, making high-level relationships. I have a theory, Alex. I'd like your thoughts on this, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. I believe that a prime minister like Keir Starmer in the United Kingdom or a president like Macron in France, they have a lot of connections around the world. Of course they do. But they're spending so much time running their government and taking care of domestic politics, they're actually not as threaded into the world as a George Soros or an Alex Soros.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, with Trudeau, he was a complete puppet. That's why Schwab said he was the best, you know, they had. But with Carney, they've actually put one of the technocrats in. He's actually a true globalist operative and much more dangerous.
And Alex, here's my thesis, is that Mark Carney is actually more connected than any world leader other than perhaps Trump, because all he does is meet with other political leaders, but also business leaders and cultural leaders and NGO leaders. And, you know, he has spent 10 years networking for a left-wing ideology, net zero, which is rooted in degrowth and favoring China. So when he says he's going to rally the world against Trump, it's actually a more credible threat than if a half-wit like Trudeau had said it. I mean, the world actually didn't take Trudeau seriously. There's all these great video clips, I don't know if your team can find them, showing Trudeau at the G20 or the G8, looking around for someone to talk to, and no one really cared to talk to Trudeau because he was as shallow as a puddle. Mark Carney is not that way. Mark Carney is someone who has friends in high places all around the world. He sees them every year at Davos. He sees them at the UN. He sees them at the Global Warming Conference. He sees, like, he is the ultimate networker, like a George Soros. And now he said, it's astonishing, that headline in Reuters there, I haven't seen that in Canada. Canadians would, that should scare Canadians. It should show Canadians what they've bought, because that was, I promise you, Alex, I paid very close attention to the Canadian election, and I never heard Mark Carney say, vote for me, and I will build an international coalition to contain and fight against Trump. He never said that. But now he's... Don't you find that Reuters headline shocking?
I don't think you're right. I know you're right. This is the globalist model. So we've got out of the Paris Accord. Most of the countries are getting out of it. It's falling apart. If the global carbon tax regime that is for the whole global government, ESG, cashless society, gets shot down, that wounds the whole New World Order system fatally. But if they can recapture places like Canada, one of the most oil-rich and coal-rich areas in the world, and keep it as a globalist enclave with illegal alien invasions at the highest level anywhere in the West, and the whole leftist agenda, just like we still don't have control of California culturally, it is a nightmare for America and the world. And this is, that's why I'm saying it's a disaster. I mean, look, I don't try to get brownie points with some of the populists that think Trump isn't great by just picking an issue and bitching about Trump all day. I defend Trump on almost every other issue because I agree with him. But that's why I'm saying this is an unmitigated disaster. Getting rid of Trudeau was a big victory and a repudiation of their whole system. And then now they've actually brought in one of their actual technocrats, and Trump is walking right into his trap, and it's pissing me off. So I 100% think you're dead on, and I wish Trump would have heard or gotten your warning a month ago, because this is a disaster.
You know, I want to tell you one little anecdote that's just going to make you roll your eyes. So Mark Carney won the Liberal leadership contest handily, and I'll tell you a bit about that in a minute. The number two candidate, the person who came in second place, is Chrystia Freeland, who was also a World Economic Forum director. I kid you not, Alex, not only Mark Carney.
She's the big Ukrainian whose grandfather was the head Nazi in Eastern Europe.
You know your stuff. You know your Canadian politics. Can you believe it? The Liberal contest had the entire range of diverse opinions from World Economic Forum board member number one, or if you don't like that, we have World Economic Forum board member number two. Really, Klaus Schwab, when he said he has penetrated the cabinets, he wasn't kidding. He shouldn't have said it out loud, because my God, it's true, Alex.
Powerful, sir. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Keep up the fight.
Thank you. Now, again, I know a minority of listeners bitch at me about this, but I actually care about them, and I'm not mad at them. But I see the emails, I see the comments, I see it everywhere. Sometimes I'm on the street, people say, why are you talking about Australia all the time, back when they had the worst lockdowns? The globalists get control of countries, suck the taxpayer money, have NGOs that then attack all the other countries. And they have these globalist organizations like the WEF, and they put their people in. So when we get them out of Canada or out of Germany, when the AFD wins, or when Colleen Georgescu wins, or when Marie Le Pen wins, or when Bolsonaro wins, or when Bukele wins, we win. So, and I can go through each country why it's important to us. Plus, even if we had no connection to these countries, do you want their kids under this tyranny? I mean, don't you have solidarity for them? Don't you understand that they have the same enemy we do? To me, it's just instinctive. I don't even need to look at the reasons. I already know why. But we have these instincts to defend others and stand up ideologically, because we're in an ideological war. And if you want to protect the country and you want to be isolationist in this modern world, you have got to be engaged internationally to defend ourselves. And Trump taking over USA, getting rid of it, taking over the EPA, getting rid of all the trillions in funding they're using to attack us and everybody else, is critical. If we don't do that, they will continue to put their people in and steal elections. Oh, I'm done talking about Canada for now. We've got Maxime Bernier, one of the other candidates up there, very smart guy, anti-globalist, joining us, coming up for just 30 minutes in the fourth hour. But for the entire next hour, and then for those that hold over the last 30 minutes of the fourth hour, I'm taking your phone calls. I'm giving the number out right now. On how do you grade Trump? I love to do this every few weeks. What do you think the top issues are? Do you think I'm doing a good job? What do you think I should be covering more? Wait a minute. We have a huge guest coming on. Oh, I really want to take calls. I'm like a fat person at a buffet. And then I just get too much that I can't do. I totally forgot. And that's huge as well. I should have been promoting this. I just get so focused on the trade and the trade war and the globalists and all the rest of it. We have the big whistleblower coming on. We have the big whistleblower coming on. The Raytheon whistleblower on the neutrino weapon in Antarctica. A lot of exclusive documents, photos, new information he's going to reveal. Yes, the earthquake weapons are real. The Secretary of Defense admitted it in 1997. I've talked to a lot of the other engineers, and absolutely, that so-called neutrino detector down there is a weapon. And we'll get into the physics and how it works. This is going to be a huge interview next hour. And then I'm going to get Maxime Bernier on for like 15 minutes, I promise. Fascinating guy, but I just want to get a quick take from him. We'll take 45 minutes of calls in the fourth hour. And then I pledge, because I love calls, and I've been so busy with news, I've not been doing enough of them. I'll look at the next few days, and I'll even cancel some guests, because I want to take phone calls. I love the topics you bring up. I love the issues you bring up. The listeners in general love callers. And we also need to get the new studio fired up and do more shows there, whether we get shut down this week or not, which I'd say Thursday or Friday is probably when it's going to happen. But you never know with these people. You know, they're all very secretive, and that's a whole nother discussion area that I haven't gotten into, but it is newsworthy. I've been so busy that I didn't even put my name into a search engine this morning. Guys, put it into Google and click news. Because I know when we do these filings and these lawsuits, it hits the news. I'd like to kind of see what they're saying about it. But I've been so focused on North Korean troops fighting and dying and it being admitted and what that means and multiple states passing laws to ban fluoride. Florida's the newest and just there is so much. And then you got Amazon working with the Chi-Coms against Trump and those big developments and all those crazy clips. So let me do this. I'll do it myself here. I'll look at my phone. Find out. Let me go to Google. You know, we'll go to DuckDuckGo. It's all the same. Now, I'm going to see what the establishment is pushing in their search engines so I can find out. So I guess the news hasn't picked up our filings and lawsuits because it's so damning. I've had Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, all of them emailing me, all of them calling for a comment about it since 5 a.m. this morning. And, yeah, so it did hit the news. Okay, so I'd like you guys to print me those, please, pretty please, triple cupcakes on top. And I should tell the producers, because I'm not going to do it most of the time. I'm not really focused on myself, but I need to a little bit more in us to always just in the morning search my name because it needs to be done. And I could tattoo it on my head, I guess. But and it's your jobs, too. So, you know, and you know, that's just a general thing to the audience. It just shows how little I am focused on the fight to defend InfoWars. I mean, we're doing it with the funding and the lawsuits and the battles, and it takes most days hours of my time. And it completely pisses me off because I don't want to be dealing with this. I don't want to be up here covering attacks on us. We've got a lot bigger fish to fry. And we've got the earthquake weapons and all the rest of the stuff that Trump's been talking about to get to. But, I mean, I haven't even put out our latest filing and lawsuit information on X yet. Last time we did one of these, it had like 5 million people reading it. I just, I'm just overwhelmed. And look, I'm not complaining. I just, you know, at a certain point, we are in such the thick of battle. And I just hope Americans realize and other people around the world that we are in an ultra dramatic time of change right now. And without people being very serious and very focused, the globalists are going to get us all killed. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. In the next five-minute little segment ahead of our guest joining us, I'm going to hit the Amazon dirty tricks and what's going on with the economy and the tariffs. I'm just going to hit that quickly. It's very important. And then I'm going to have our guest on for the next hour, which is insanely important. Make sure we have the clip, guys, of Trump 2 weeks ago saying we got super weapons. You have no idea how powerful they are. And then his science chief saying we can control time and space and reality. And that's beyond the earthquake weapons. That's some other incredible stuff. That is all coming up in the next 2 hours. And I do this a lot, but I've not been doing it lately because I've been so busy defending InfoWars and running around getting the new studio set up and everything. Most weeks, most days, you see me post 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 reports up until late into the evening. I have to get all this stuff out one way or another. So if you don't hear something covered on this show that's important, I'm going to do my best job to get it out regardless. That's why I love taking calls, because callers will bring up things that I meant to cover most of the time or things I didn't know about. A caller will say, don't you know about this? And I'm like, no, thanks for telling me. But regardless, I had a guest on yesterday, two of them, Roseanne Barr, and also had a former Trump administration official. We'll play a clip of it in a moment. And they took the ultramethylene blue. We've got the best out there, medical grade, hands down, and it blew them away. So it's a win-win. We need more funds for the studio, the new studio, the legal fights and everything we're doing. And the product is incredible and so good for you. Get your ultramethylene blue right now. Here's a testimonial.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
Every guest I remember, in fact, I'm going to give some to Roseanne Barr coming up. I want you to take some methylene blue if you want to, because it usually hits within 30 minutes. We need to do it now so we can find out. And if you don't feel it, I want you to tell everybody. Have you ever taken methylene blue before?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Not really.
You want to take some?
Yeah, it's MAHA approved.
It's MAHA approved. Okay. You can show Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking it. Now, he takes three droppers. Now, this is medical grade. Here we go.
Cheers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. We're going to see what happens.
Minty.
20 minutes later.
You only took half your methylene blue, which was half a dose. You've taken a quarter dose. We're now 25 minutes after you took it. Are you feeling anything?
I am. I actually am. It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly. I can kind of get off on a tangent here and there and not wrap up the point. But
I didn't tell you what I thought the effects would be before you said that.
No.
Because we were talking at the break and you were saying, wow, I'm already a little bit starting to feel it. And now you're feeling it more?
Mm-hmm. I am.
And you've taken a quarter dose. So I gave you a half dose. You drank half of it. So that's a quarter dose so far. Most people feel within 30 minutes. It's going to hit you probably harder in about 2 hours if it hit you this quick. But let me explain. It's not a stimulant. They have hundreds of studies. It directly increases electrochemical activity in the mitochondria. That's the energy of the cell. And then the studies outputs toxins that couldn't get out before, particularly in the brain. So it's a detoxer as well, and so it increases literal electrochemical activity. The only other thing that does that is iodine, but this is even stronger.
I'm very in tune with my body. Of course, being an athlete, I'm very hypervigilant of what foods I'm putting in my body, what drinks I'm consuming, and so for this, I can already tell just being hyper aware of how I feel. I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot. Like I said this morning, we touched on it a little bit, I was very sluggish. I had a slow morning. With this, it kind of jolts you back up. That's like kind of the best way I can describe it.
And that's what's great is no letdown. But what you're really going to feel, at least most people, they already feel, is in a few weeks, if it builds up in you, your workouts are just going to be spectacular. You're already in great shape, but my God, I almost hurt myself.
Did you take it before a workout?
It's so strong for me, I take it every 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
I did take some this morning because I did take it. It's. I'm gonna stop plugging it. The point is, I just want people to see that this isn't BS.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've gotten 2/3 of the way down, and I already feel it.
All right, we start hour number 3 with our huge Raytheon whistleblower on the earthquake weapon at the South Pole. Stay with us. The 8th coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 8th in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last 7, the last few years we put out. You look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser. Keeps on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com for $70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw.
This is the strongest 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To work for Raytheon inside the very secretive neutrino detector down at the South Pole coming up. But I wanted to hit this right now. Good old Jeff Bezos claimed he would stop attacking America and being a globalist, but he's been caught in some dirty activity. Trump White House blasts Amazon on tariffs cost report. It came out that they were going to start putting with each product the cost of the tariffs associated with that with a graph. And then now Trump has talked to Bezos. Bezos says, oh, we weren't really going to do it. We were just thinking about it. White House denounces Amazon for plan to disclose cost of U.S. tariffs. That's Reuters. Amazon partnered with China propaganda arm to push Xi Jinping. That's in Reuters as well. Amazon collaborated with China's propaganda arm to boost sales. So this is just these continued alliances trying to sell America out. Here is clip 14. Press secretary reacts to Amazon's announcement on tariffs.
It was reported this morning that Amazon will soon display a little number next to the price of each product that shows how much the Trump tariffs are adding to the cost of each product. So isn't that a perfect crystal clear demonstration that it's the American consumer and not China, who is going to have to pay for these policies?
I will take this, since I just got off the phone with the president about Amazon's announcement. This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why didn't Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? And I would also add that it's not a surprise, because as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing here.
And again, now Bezos says he's not doing it. They were looking at it, had a plan, but they weren't going to do it, so it's a conspiracy theory. Now, here's Treasury Secretary Bessent at the same press conference explaining that they're planning write-offs tax-wise for people that bring their factories here. That will supercharge things even faster. But the bottom line is, Trump is in a public war to bring jobs and industry here and to add things to our balance sheet and key choke points like the Panama Canal that we just, through deals, got back control of. So, major moves there. Here is the Treasury Secretary.
What we are going to do, one of the most powerful parts of President Trump's 2017 tax bill was full expensing of equipment. We are going to make that, as President Trump said in his speech to Congress, that will be retroactive to January 20th. The other thing that we are looking to add is full expensing for factories. So bring your factory back. You can fully expense the equipment and the building. We will couple that with deregulation, cheap energy, and regulatory certainty, and that will continue to make the U.S. the greatest destination for domestic and foreign investment.
Very, very important. And that's all real economic incentives that are so huge, it's hard to even calculate
the effects of that. And when you hear them just say something like that, that means they're moving in to do that. Unlike other politicians where they tell you they're going to do something like, oh, all your health care will be free. Oh, all your student loans will be free. And then the documents come out. Like the guy that wrote Obamacare. Yeah, we wrote it to triple prices to screw people. Ha, ha, ha. Remember he went on TV and bragged about it on C-SPAN? I mean, it's just nasty. And again, these are the people telling us Trump's going to screw us, Trump's going to destroy us, Trump's going to annihilate us. Well, you know what they've done. And now you see what Trump's doing. And if you economically study it, it's the only good move we've got left. So thank God for that. We'll be right back with our special guest, Eric J. Hecker, that worked inside the secretive neutrino telescope. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper, and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And you know what they ought to find out? Who was using that auto pen? Because whoever that person was, he or she, was like the president of the United States.
Trump's saying we need to arrest, and you know he's directing that investigation, and it's cut and dry. The people, the committee, the oligarchs, the plutocrats, the bureaucrats that are allied with much of the corrupt judiciary trying to continue on their bureaucratic, judicial, police state, and unelected coup.
We are here today because the rule of law and democracy in the United States is under attack. Not by a foreign adversary or some distant threat. The rule of law is being attacked and subverted from within, from an administration intoxicated by its own power and enabled by a supine Congress.
Trump is saying these oligarchs, these plutocrats, need to be arrested, and they really do. A dictatorship is one person through an authoritarian totalitarian system, but a plutocracy is a board or committee, council, that is dictatorial and tyrannical and forms a dictatorship, but not of an individual, of a group. And that's what the deep state is.
Just as the president has crashed the stock market with his illegal tariffs, he has crashed the justice system with his dreadful appointments and vindictive policies. He's filled the leadership of the Department of Justice with his personal lawyers, unapologetically extremist sycophants like Kash Patel and Ed Martin, who elevate their devotion to Trump over any semblance of fidelity to the Constitution, the rule of law, and the rules of professional responsibility.
He used this like it was a fake Oval Office, weirdly, oddly. He was missing in action. He called lids at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For those who don't know, a lid is when we tell the press to go home for the night. And he was doing that midday. That is not acceptable around here. I will tell you, we're working very early through the very late hours of the night. And the president's willing to talk to anyone.
And they say that
99%+ of all of the bills and orders and all of it were signed by AutoPen. They found two signatures that are his that are different. All the others are AutoPen. And then they checked. Most of the time he was out of D.C., wasn't even around, and they admit didn't even read it. People are kind of punch drunk over the tyranny. It's just kind of, okay, we know it's there, but yeah, we know they censor patriots that come after talk show hosts that come after Trump, and yeah, they tried to kill him, and yeah, they're child molesters, and yeah, the borders, you know. But it's kind of like, well, all right, that's just what they do. So even though we're waking up, even though we're having some victories, there's still too much of a normalization about, well, that's just what, you know, the bureaucrats do. They just plot to overthrow the president. You know, Phil Mudd of the CIA goes on CNN and says the CIA is going to kill this guy.
This is, let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
They didn't do anything because I guess it's tyrannical to go SWAT team Phil Mudd, who used to run international assassination operations. I mean, it's not like he's a homeless person that's schizophrenic or something. He's a guy that does this. And he's on TV saying, we're going to kill Trump. And you got Brennan, the former head of the CIA, we know running the inside, you know, ringleading operation of this, Crossfire Hurricane, all of it, you know, came out later. And I, at the time, I'm saying, this is the guy. And it's like, well, that's a little alarmist from Alex Jones. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I think, first of all, that John Brennan is one of the darkest figures of our generation.
Wow.
In my own case, I was arrested in January of 2012 and charged with 5 felonies, including 3 counts of espionage for blowing the whistle on the CIA's torture program. In the course of receiving discovery from the Justice Department, and all of my discovery was classified, it was 15,000 pages of classified discovery.
Wow.
We found 3 memos. One was a memo from John Brennan to Eric Holder saying, charge him with espionage. And then Holder wrote back and said, my people don't think he committed espionage.
Wow.
And then Brennan wrote back and said, charge him anyway and make him defend himself.
Well, can you handle it if they kill Trump? Can you handle it when they trigger a big false flag? Because you got to get those people out yesterday because they're actively plotting all sorts of illegal crap, they admit. But that's a story nobody cares about. The open coup ignored by normalization. That report just went up at band.video. We'll post it to X at Real Alex Jones. Now, President Trump a few weeks ago came out and said, we have incredible secret weapons. America is way more powerful than you know. And then he had his chief scientist come out and say, we can now control time and space. Well, from my sources and my research, there's a whole array of what are called super weapons. They've reportedly isolated antimatter to blow up the whole galaxy. And other governments reported, like China and Russia, 50 years ago, we were producing artificial black holes. Japan's been doing it for 30 years. Artificial suns. The superconducting super collider. On record, they admit the equations could create artificial black holes or strangelets that would cause a chain reaction and blow up the Earth. And they keep having all these strange explosions when they do fire it up. But in most of the equations, most of the time, a black hole or strangelet doesn't get enough mass to keep building, or it would destroy the Earth if it gets enough gravity and then starts sucking things into it. So theoretically, they say this is a good chance, but they don't care. They continue to do it. And I go back to Operation Fishbowl in the 50s and 60s. Hundreds of hydrogen bombs detonated in the upper atmosphere publicly in an attempt to, quote, ignite the atmosphere, but it failed. Why the hell would you want to ignite the Earth's atmosphere or blow a hole in the Van Allen radiation belt? Then there's weaponized seismology. In 1997, in a Q&A, Clinton-era Secretary of Defense William Cohen warned that terrorists might someday engage in an eco-type of terrorism, as he phrased it, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Then he goes on to say that we have these technologies. That was in a briefing. You go read the full press conference. Just type in Secretary of Defense William Cohen earthquake weapons. Remember covering it when it came out at the time. It was in Army Times.
So there's all these different arrays of weapons and super high-tech hydrogen bombs and X-ray lasers and DU Shabo meteor guns we know they have, and on and on and on and on and on. We're told the SR-71 Blackbird, still the fastest plane in the world when it was in service in 1955. Who believes any of this? So what is Trump talking about when he says we have super weapons? I mean, do you think the hydrogen and atomic bombs around since the 40s, theoretically in Max Planck's equations in the 1890s, do you think that's where we are now? No, it's a breakaway civilization, a breakaway system. So here's a clip of Trump recently. Here it is.
Most powerful weapons in the world that we have, more powerful than anybody, even not even close. So nobody's going to do that. But I think that if that's what you're referring to, maybe it's not. But just
now, let me show you what we're going to be talking about right now. Here's Wikipedia on it. Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory. And they tell you, oh, it scans space and picks up these particles into the ice, completing the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory. That's December 2010. And right when it goes online, you have the big Christchurch earthquake. Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory detects new high-energy particle. Ice Cube detector confirms deep space ghost particle. That's just last year. Three things learned from Ice Cube first 10 years. Arctic Research Facility does not produce energy weapons. That was last year. Out of fact check. They also tell you two men can have a baby there. So, last year, Eric J. Hecker, who worked at this desolate facility, literally in the middle of Antarctica, we have a shot of it right here, is down there at this secretive facility. And so he's running the maintenance. That means he's decompartmentalized on the whole thing. He's working on all of it. He sends a lot of incredible video and incredible photos. This is amazing. And for listeners that want to hear him, we got him a little bit late. That's why I was talking. I wasn't making him sit there. But we're glad he's here. And so normally in these scientific things that are compartmentalized, even the top scientists working on it, a lot of times don't even know what it is or what its real function is. But someone that's got access to the whole thing can then basically reverse engineer exactly what's going on. So fascinating information. And from scientists and people I've talked to, they say this guy is dead on. Eric J. Hecker has spent an entire life living and working on the South Pole Station in Antarctica. He began speaking publicly about direct energy weapon systems that were activated there in 2020. In June 23, he was invited to speak to separate SCIFs in Washington, D.C., one for the Senate Intelligence Committee and the other for the AARO. He's a whistleblower. He has discovered that the disclosure community is like a minefield for whistleblowers. Yeah, it's because it's got operatives in it. Eric hopes to share about his experiences at the South Pole Station and what he thinks it will take for humanity to get some real truth. Deciphering.tv is his site. He sent us a lot of clips, a lot of photos. We've only got 45 minutes left in this interview, so I want to invite him back soon for maybe a commercial-free show so that we can really delve into this and get to all of it. But now there's been a lot of new developments, Trump statements, and all of this. What does he make of that? We'd love to hear. You know, he's working down there for years. When does he start piecing it together, figuring it out? Eric, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you very much for having me here today. I feel very privileged to be on the airwaves of such a champion for the truth.
I got to ask you, I mean, the South Pole, I mean, I'm sure it's very mysterious and beautiful and amazing, but how in your life did you end up at some of the most secretive facilities in the world at the South Pole?
You know, Alex, that's a really fantastic question, and part of the process of my disclosure is kind of deciphering my experience and trying to get a full answer to that question. Currently, I have pieces and parts, and it's a very peculiar path that I walked from the Stargate program as a child to a very short, I would say, exposure to the United States Navy Submarine Service. That path brought me to the Gold Coast of Long Island, working for some of the richest people on the planet that happened to be in groups that I know you're familiar with, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. And then, yeah, eventually in November of 2010, I found myself working at the South Pole Station for a year. I did not depart until November of 2011. That is a great shot. I remember that. That was the last plane leaving. And then we were stuck there for the winter all by ourselves. But I did the maintenance there. It was, since then I've been working in other remote research facilities and other remote Arctic locations and just connecting with folks that I was, formerly crew members with at the South Pole, other people from the program in general. And then, as you mentioned earlier, I've dipped my foot into the minefield of the disclosure community to try to connect with people that are interested in getting the truth out there. But unfortunately, what I've discovered is it seems to just be a massive COINTELPRO operation. So this is why I'm very happy to speak with you today, sir, because you are a diamond in the rough for folks that can look at the big picture and understand how all these things connect, because this has been going on for many years. The lie that they're feeding us is a large portion. So it's very hard for most people to comprehend how messed up things are right now.
So describe exactly what they say this is and what the structure is. Looks very similar to what they found under the Great Pyramids, interestingly enough. And how you were able to figure this out. Was it at the time or years later? Noticing that right when they turned it on, there was a giant earthquake in Christchurch, or what was that process?
You got it, sir. Basically, when I was there, I was like a sponge. I was just absorbing information. I certainly was cognizant that, other things could be going on. Through years of research afterwards and conversations with other former crew members, I became cognizant of these supposed scientific research systems actually being directed energy weapons platforms. And there were technically three of them that I identified and testified in June of 2023 in Washington, D.C., in both of those skiffs that you had mentioned earlier. Senate Intelligence Committee and Arrow were informed of the Ice Cube neutrino detector and its transmit capacity. They were informed of the ELF system being active, not de-energized and dysfunctional. The other platform that I mentioned to them was at Arrow, A-R-O, at the South Pole Station, was a substantial green laser that I saw discharging from that facility, sir. And these are the weapons of war that exist, and I want the world to be cognizant of as they're being bamboozled by this ridiculous UFO disclosure circus, which is effectively just here to control the narrative, commandeer the conversation, and steer we the people of the planet away from these monopolized technologies that are we're all suffering under.
You also sent us a lot of incredible photos. It's just amazing. But I don't just go off what you've been saying. I know you testified to Congress. I've talked to a lot of insiders and experts. They say you're dead on with what you're saying. But when did you start to reverse engineer after you'd been there and, of course, at other Arctic stations over the years? And put, because I've looked at the dates, so they supposedly fire it up. There's these big earthquakes. Then they claim it's not on, but you're there working. Others are there working, seeing that it is on. And then what does it really do? How does it really operate? Because obviously we're being told it's one system. Is it one system or is it multiple systems?
It would be about approximately, I would say, somewhere in the window of 2016, 2018 that I started to connect the dots that there was a situation going on at the South Pole. And a lot of it had to do with the degradation of the health of myself and former crew members that I guess you would say got me interested in connecting the dots. And it was at that point that I learned that the Ice Cube neutrino detector had a transmit capacity. And that was when, you know, my jaw hit the floor and I realized that there was more going on than just, you know, passive scientific research. So I started doing a lot more studies into what I had already began trying to understand Nikola Tesla and, you know, all kinds of things in the world around us interest me. But I started to realize that, you know, there are folks in our world that have access to technologies that are unregulated. So, you know, they're unbeknownst to most of us and they're super advanced. And I just happened to work at one of these facilities that, you know, the overseers of the planet are controlling and not letting us know what's really going on.
Well, a perfect example is last week the UK government comes out and says, oh, yeah, we've been testing weather modification, spraying chemicals in the air, but now we're going to go operational. And it's exactly what we said 30 years ago and all our researchers and scientists. And then the CIA director goes on TV and goes, yeah, we control the weather. We want the public to know about it because they can sue us or other governments. And they have, you know, UN treaties on weather weapons, 1977. And then it's all going on. And now they're like proposing, and Bill Gates is proposing, to save us from global warming, exactly what myself and all these other scientists I had on said 25, 30 years ago, 10 years ago. And it's just, there's this giant breakaway civilization. Catherine Austin Fitz, you know, former deputy director of HUD, really smart economist and a forensic accountant, about the trillions put in underground bases. And then I have all these other sources, including family about underground bases. And it wasn't a big deal. It was like the SAC base. And they, you know, knew folks that worked on the big underground base under Bergstrom that goes out to Fort Hood. That was just known in Austin when they built it, but the general public doesn't know it. And they don't even know the Hilton Hotel is the former SAC command base. And, you know, they would store nukes there, and they've got a huge underground base there for the nukes. That's actually admitted in newspapers, but just footnotes. Then you tell the public, hey, there's underground bases under Austin. They go, oh, yeah, right, conspiracy theory. I mean, it's just, who knows what's really going on? It's just insane.
Right, and that was the crazy thing at the end of both of my testimony sessions in the skiffs in D.C. We were basically sat there, you know, scratching our heads, and the question thrown out there was, you know, what do we all do now that we are aware that there are rogue factions with monopolized technologies running amok and without any oversight from the government and therefore the American people?
But that's really the story of history, is elites using information for control. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And so I call this a breakaway technocracy, a group of breakaway civilizations. What do you call it?
I think your word is fantastic. A breakaway civilization, a technocracy, I think works wonderfully. That's probably the best way to put it, is all of this boils down to the haves and the have-nots. It's really that simple. And you're right. It is the same battle that's been going on since time immemorial. And, you know, we deserve to reap the benefits of the fruits of our labor as a society.
Well, that's right. And because think about this, folks. People think about diamonds or gold or houses or Ferraris as wealth. But real wealth is having knowledge, having technology, having life extension, having weapons that other people don't know about. That's the ultimate class system.
Mm-hmm. Currency, by some people's definition, could mean a monetary instrument. It could mean labor, or it could mean knowledge. So I just think the currency that they're dealing in and controlling is the knowledge aspect.
Well, we're going to go to break to a moment. I'm going to try to give you the floor to go wherever you want. You sent us all these amazing video clips. Where would you like to start when we come back?
I would like to discuss what's going on in the disclosure community and the disinformation agents that seem to be rampant.
I mean, I've seen some of the guys. You can just tell when it's a script about, and then we went down on the base and there were the aliens. And you can just see they're doing it to discredit things. Meanwhile, there's all this real stuff going on. I see the Pentagon and others really using human drones and things to, like, distract and say it's aliens to just hide basically what they're really doing.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's a simple way of putting it. There's a lot more going on there. All right, amazing. Eric Hecker had access to the whole place. And he can explain, because I've seen him in interviews, and that's exactly how it works. Other people, it was all compartmentalized, but he had to be able to be in it all because of the job he was doing there. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Please stay with us. This is really important. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month. The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several of their platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Eric Hecker worked on one of the most, if not the most, remote installations in the world at the South Pole, the Ice Cube Neutrino Detector Observatory. Go wherever you want the time we have. I want to have you back for a full, really commercial-free podcast-style show to really go deep on this, but what they say it does versus what you learned it does, and then what that ties into with all the new developments that are taking place. But you then also wanted to get into, you know, you went like you're supposed to Congress first with all this, and then you were saying you found it was a minefield, because obviously where they're going to try to stop whistleblowers is in a lot of the so-called groups that whistleblowers are supposed to go to. So why don't you elaborate on that first?
Yes, sir. So in June of 2023, I went to Washington, D.C. in good faith, you know, hoping that the government was going to do what they said they were going to do, take my information, look into it, and move forwards with actionable intelligence. And that is the way that I left it. But what I've learned since then, there was a whistleblower that goes by the name of Jake Barber, and he's with this Skywatcher organization. And he spoke on a podcast with Jesse Michaels, where he was very clear that when he and his team went to Washington, D.C. in June of 2023, they were there to gather information to help facilitate arrests of the whistleblowers by the FBI. And then according to the testimony of Dr. Greer on the Danny Jones podcast, he stated that Jake Barber said that Wetworks might have been involved in June of 2023. So now here I am, a whistleblower that was apparently targeted by this faction in June of 2023. And what I'm observing is that these people are now just simply taking the information that the government gathered at this, you know, SCIF facilities in Washington, D.C., and they've repackaged the information, handed it out to new actors, and now trying to present to the general community that these are the whistleblowers. These are the people that you need to pay attention to. And from my perspective, it's an obvious circus. They're controlling the narrative. This person should not be trusted. We don't know who they represented when they went to Washington, D.C. to interfere with the disclosure process. We don't know who they represent now. We have no idea why they're being, you know, selected to be the intermediary between humanity and whatever the heck is going on in the skies. But this is the current state of the union. The minefield of disclosure is that we have fake whistleblowers being supported by folks like Lou Elizondo, Christopher Mellon, government departments like Arrow. I mean, what's really going on? I know you know the drill, Alex. This is an absolute farce for what they're putting out. It's all unsubstantiated speculation. There's zero actionable intelligence being put on the table, except for, you know, what I would say is going on at South Pole Station. But heaven forbid we discuss the monopolized technologies while, you know, we have these clowns in the spotlight distracting everybody.
And of course, Greer is very respected. And, you know, he says your information is dead on from all of his sources as well. But clearly, they're flooding the zone with disinformation to distract people. But more and more, they're having to admit more and more of the secret projects because it's just coming out, like the UK government with the chemtrailing being admitted.
Absolutely. And then the other day, you know, Donald Trump suggested to the world that the United States has weapon systems that are, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, to the effect of, you know, more powerful than people can imagine. And that's simply what I've been saying since, you know, I went out on the Sean Ryan show almost immediately on the tails of the 23 disclosure. And one of the things that I said to the people back then was directed energy weapons is a word that you need to get in your vocabulary immediately. This is real stuff. This is tip of the iceberg. What I'm learning is just one facet. I gather there's a lot more for us to consider in the, you know, umbrella term of directed energy weapons.
And how do they say this neutrino detector operates versus what it does? I've seen you and other folks talk about it, that it's got way more power and way more systems than what they say it's for. You saw this green laser. It's firing out into space. It's firing into the ground. What does it? What do they claim it does versus what it does?
What they claim it does is the Ice Cube neutrino detector, they claim, is detecting the interaction of neutrinos and the nucleus of the water molecules, causing an effect of the release of Sharon Clark radiation, blue light, and the destruction of the nucleus and the neutrino and ejecting what's known as a muon. That's the science that they're supposing is all it does. In the transmit mode, it becomes the world's largest phased array transmitter and is magnitudes more powerful than a HAARP array system, which operates within the dimensions of length and width. The Ice Cube neutrino detector in transmit mode adds the third dimension of depth. So it's 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer phased array transmitter that they are actually slated to make it 10 times bigger. So this system is known to have caused the 2 earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand in February of 2011. This system has been accused of being an air traffic control tower. So since it does detect neutrinos, as I discussed with folks in Washington, D.C., the concept that the unidentified UFOs have exotic propulsion systems that appear to emit neutrinos, it makes a secondary capacity for the neutrino array to be, you know, keeping an eye on all activity in the air, especially those of the exotic variant.
Simply amazing. And so you already went into this, but it's fascinating. When did you start to figure this out?
This would have been about 2016 to 2018, Alex.
And how it works versus how they claim it works, what do all these rods and giant cables and pipes going down to the earth do?
They basically hold the DOMs in place, and the DOMs, there's 5,160 of them embedded in the ice. And I guess the best way to try to express it to folks would be, like, think of each one of those DOMs as an antenna. But now in this array, which is just simply an arrangement of antennas, similar to HAARP, you fire them in a pattern. So you transmit in certain patterns and waves and crossing frequencies and things like that. And this is where we get into, you know, energy manipulation, modulation, and weapon systems is learning the benefit of wielding these phenomena.
Well, for anybody that, you know, says, oh, this is ridiculous, I have to understand I have a lot of really good sources and well-known, some public, some not, saying you're dead on, and that this isn't obviously the only one in the world. There's all sorts of other systems, as you were saying, that you're now, even your own research discovery are going on, to show how big this whole shadow super system is. But obviously, when did you discover, as you started waking up, that I'm imagining you know this, but the Secretary of Defense in 97 gave a speech saying we can use magnetic waves to trigger earthquakes.
I would say maybe a few years ago did I come across that clip, but I do know the one that you're referencing. And again, like you know, sir, anybody that wants to just start digging in this direction will continue to find more and more substantiating evidence as they dig back through the decades. Similar to like when people go on the internet and they look up chemtrails, right? They get all kinds of propaganda and debunking stuff. But if they look up stratospheric aerosol injection, they find the science behind the technology that we're suffering under. Similarly, when it comes to the information about Ice Cube, if you look up information referencing earthquake induction or inducement of earthquakes, you can find that there's copious amounts of research going on for decades that show that this is not only doable, but easy to do.
Do you have any idea on whether or not Christchurch and these other events that always seem to be very politically aligned were done on purpose, or were they just testing it and doing things and it triggered it?
It was my understanding at first that the 2 earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand were accidental, that they were friendly fire. And I don't know that information that got to me was actually accurate due to an email that was leaked from Hillary Clinton around that time where, I'm paraphrasing, she said something to the effect that she was happy that the earthquakes occurred and on cue.
I remember that. Yeah, WikiLeaks.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I forgot that, which they confirm is real. Just like, oh, we're delivering the 7-year-old kids to the hot tub for you at the farmhouse. So they're going to really take care of you for John Podesta. And then his brothers in the Washington Post openly promoting pedophilia in 2007. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I forgot. Yeah, type in Hillary Clinton WikiLeaks. Glad the earthquakes happened and right on cue. I mean, that's pretty smoking gun right there.
Yeah.
I've forgotten that. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, I could only imagine the amount of conspiracy theory stuff that you've come across and already forgotten, which only goes to show how rampant this actually is in our society. Bad people organize faster than good people, and good people seem to not realize how many bad people are around.
Well, here's a logical brain game for everybody. And, of course, we know this has happened over and over again. Yeah, there it is. And on cue. You unclassified U.S. Department of State released in full.
Yeah, I mean, so these are the details that matter, you know. People, I know the information that I'm putting out there seems far-fetched, but it's only far-fetched when you don't think this technology is currently in people's hands.
And again, back to the brain game, because I didn't mean to interrupt, but I saw that email and went to that for a moment. I want you to elaborate. But if you get a National Security Act in 47, the most powerful country in the world that's just won World War II, and the sea is the free country, everybody wants to get behind it, not the Soviet Union, and you've got all this unlimited money and power and research that Eisenhower warned about in his farewell address in 61 of the technocracy and control of the military-industrial complex was the full quote, then, of course, you don't want people getting in the way of your research. Then you get way ahead with it. Then you can farm it out, whatever pieces you want, to industry that you own. Of course they don't want people to know about this. And then we see time and time again where they have suppressed all this stuff. So it's a fact that's going on. The question is, how advanced are we into the future?
Yeah, I agree. That's the question at hand. That's the big cover up right now. And that's why we have these disinformation programs running around as if the UFO topic is new and that they have the best of intentions to, you know, now they're going to start trying to figure it out as if they hadn't been working on it for decades. I mean, it's a total joke. Of course they've been working on it for decades. Of course they've had investigations. Of course they can simply, you know, just like the JFK papers, they are at liberty to release everything right now and allow we the people to sift through it and discern what we think is important and what requires more dots to be connected and better questions to be asked. We certainly shouldn't be accepting this dog and pony show circus that the government is you know, running down the street right now and calling disclosure.
And we're going to show some footage of you in a moment on top of the so-called neutrino detector.
Yeah, the video footage you have up right now is from on top of the Ice Cube laboratory.
Now, I knew, you know, being on talk radio 30 years, that I talked to the engineers and they would say, yeah, the reason we put the transmitters in another building is in the old days, people put in the same building, everybody got cancer and died. You get RF from it. And of course, they know that that's a fact. Now they say, oh, it's safe to put 5G right next to a school or all this stuff. They just, it's totally psychotic. But did they, you were saying you guys started having health effects around this. Obviously, this is blasting out stuff, you know, through the ether, through the atoms that make up our bodies. What was happening health-wise?
Myself and my crew members are unfortunately suffering from Havana syndrome symptoms. So this is what the Department of Defense came out recently. There's a document on my website where people can see this. Havana syndrome is real. The Department of Defense has provided information for their employees and their families who believe they're negatively impacted by these symptoms to get corrective action. This is how the military has to, you know, take care of their employees. I just wish that this went as so far as to help the employees of third-party contractors like Raytheon Polar Services, for whom I was employed and my other crew hands. So these images and videos that you're showing, all of that ice, you know, when I was on top of the Ice Cube laboratory, that's kind of dead center of this 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer array that goes down into the ice for another kilometer. That's one antenna array that's embedded in the ice. The other one is an ELF system, which is also out there in that ice that people see on the screen, and it's embedded in the ice, and there's miles and miles of wire for this antenna. That's how an ELF works. Myself and my crew were riding on top of these antennas as these frequencies are coming and going. That is not healthy for us. Every employer is required to inform all employees on their job sites of all hazards to the personnel. We were not duly informed. We didn't have the proper distances. We didn't have the proper PPE. We were effectively, whatever you want to call it, guinea pigs for research. We were considered expendable for either the science, the weapon systems, whatever it was. We are suffering. We haven't been, you know, given the help that we deserve. And I do hope to get justice for myself and my crew in that capacity, as well as getting the truth out to the world, because I believe that the people of this planet are now walking wounded in the crossfire of these non-conventional weapons that these uncontrolled factions are shooting at each other all day long.
Well, I'd love to talk about some of the other Arctic facilities you've worked on. And you said you worked, if I heard you right, on the Stargate project. Would that be the U.S. Army Project Stargate or some of the others? Some people think of like the movie Stargate Project, but that was fascinating.
This would have been more of the Robert Monroe Institute remote viewing protocol style Stargate.
Yeah, yeah.
Program.
So that is the U.S. Army unit spinoff?
Yes, sir. It's hard for me to say at the time when I was a kid because they were lying to me, but in my research, that program has switched hands from the Army to the DIA to the CIA. A whole bunch of people have had their hand in that cookie jar.
Sure, that's how they keep it compartmentalized. The reason I exactly. raise that is, so you didn't even really know what you were being, I guess, born into, and then it's just your career path is you're at secret Antarctic bases or something.
Yeah, exactly. I cannot discount the possibility of there being some sort of guiding hand or push or intention to the path that I did ultimately walk. As peculiar as it sounds, it's
so. What did they say? Here you're just in a special school. We're doing some studies. Because I know some guys. I know a major Hollywood producer who showed me the stuff. He thought he was in Houston working in a special NASA project for kids, but it was all a remote viewing project in the late 70s, 80s. Very, very well-known big producer. I'll just leave it at that. And then later Microsoft came and recruited him for some other stuff and said, no, you're part of our larger projects. He found out it was all compartmentalized. That's how this stuff works. How were you involved in Stargate? I mean, obviously, you didn't know at the time, but then when did you figure that out?
I didn't figure it out until I was an adult because as a child, again, they were lying to me. So pretty much almost nothing made sense at the time when I was a kid.
Sure, but what did they claim you were in? Like a special school or I'm just guessing?
Oh, what they told us that we were really smart kids getting special education and they absolutely ego stroked us. We really thought that we were something fantastic. But you know, yet when we went to the library,
that's exactly
school,
what they do. That's exactly
right.
Totally.
Yeah, it's huge. Ego stroking's a big deal. This is how they get a lot of people, even adults, involved in these programs. And I witnessed that at the South Pole Station as well. A lot of the scientists were ego stroked into thinking they were the most important thing going on there. It happened.
So what did they have you doing when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, they had us doing what I now understand to be the Robert Monroe Institute remote viewing protocols, where we would utilize an ideogram where you scribble on the paper and then they ask you a series of questions. And through this activity, you know, you're pulling information from the ether that they're looking for.
Yeah. So pure psychic research.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's my understanding that I guess from what I know of remote viewing programs and protocols, it sounds like they were utilizing us to do intel gathering without us knowing that's what we were doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what this well-known Hollywood producer I know I mean, he showed me the stuff. I mean, they told me something. Oh, gifted kids. Oh, you're going to be part of this NASA program. Oh, yeah. And then basically that's what it all was. Same stuff.
Yeah. I think they were doing great works in, or I should say they were making great efforts in working in studying consciousness. And there's a lot of value to that conversation today, but we have to realize that this conversation started decades ago, and there were people that were open to using this information for nefarious activities. And I think we're just experiencing a lot of...
Well, sure. And what you're saying is on record, General Stubblebine ran a bunch of those operations as well, but and really the expert who co-edited it all would be Dr. Nick Begich. And you know, the stuff that's public... And so they got really huge after World War II up until the 90s, but their findings scared them because they found a lot of people they opened up to this would then understand their project and turn against them. And so human consciousness scared them so much that they already had parallel plans, but then they fully adopted poison and kill everybody because we're too dangerous to leave alive. And that's so they're not really studying or using a lot of mind war now. Because they found once somebody understands they're boosted or is already able to do it, but understand that then people almost always go to good. That's why they want lower vibrations, dumbed down, fear, all that, because when we level up, then we already see how pathetic they are.
Yeah, I can totally follow that. I absolutely believe that one of the things that they learned in these consciousness studies, because I do believe they were looking for a way to, I guess you'd say, like wield power or control. I think they learned that, you know, that's accomplishable for a lot of consciousnesses. But I think they learned that some of them are way beyond their capacity to deal with.
Well, that's actually what they found in reports that are declassified. And so, but look at this. Florida House passes bill that would ban fluoride in water. Already happened in Utah. See, it's happening. Now that we know there's an attack, this was done deliberately to mask that. But they weren't sure then. They started the project and weren't sure they were going to kill everybody. But they decided by the 90s to go ahead with the wipeout plan, which we're getting deep into. And Trump, on the surface, and I think he means well, is trying to stop the wipeout plan right now. So people say, oh, well, my 401k's down, you know. Dude, there's a project to cut off all the resources incrementally, have the globalists pose as saviors while they kill us from 100 different angles, and that's the official depopulatist, the future's not human, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab. So they're all against, well, let me ask you this, what is your view of Trump?
You know, it's funny, I grew up on Long Island, and I'll be completely honest with you, I was never a fan of Donald Trump until he became president. I thought when he became president, I thought to myself, oh, look, Hillary Clinton bought Donald Trump. And I just figured that, you know, they would run him like a puppet. But boy, was I wrong, huh? So I think I'm a very big fan of Donald Trump's policies, actually, because they seem to function well for the people that he is supposed to be serving. I mean, that would be my opinion of the man.
Oh, absolutely. That, he's definitely doesn't want to kill everybody. So, and I don't either. So I'm really like that team. I'd like to see all this stuff distributed to us humans and, you know, not be all exterminated and the worst of us be in control, a bunch of crazy mad scientists. Let's do five more minutes. You got to come back, Eric. You're an impressive, smart guy. And the people I really trust say this guy's for real. And the science is real. And the Secretary of Defense said they got this crap 30 years ago or 28 years ago. So we'll be right back with five more minutes. Then we've got a special guest popping up just about 10. And then I'm going to take your phone calls on this live Tuesday transmission. Methylene blue is all the rage. But for my listeners, we've been talking about it for decades. But finally, they've got factories. They've got laboratories that are producing medical, pharmaceutical, USP grade. And so, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has it right now. The very highest quality. And I've taken USP grade before, and they claim it's USP grade, and it works great. Massive energy, clarity, focus, no letdown. This is 10 times better. I'm actually scared of this. Because I've seen Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, take three droppers on Air Force One. I took half a dropper and I'm bouncing off the walls hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very best methylene blue I've ever had at the lowest price, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So get your ultra, and it is ultra, methylene blue right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several of their platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yippee-yay. All right, Max Bernier on the Canadian elections is just popping in quickly, start of the next segment. And then we are going to give the number out and take your phone calls for the balance of the hour. And I got some other breaking news we're going to be hitting as well. I haven't gotten into the attacks on InfoWars and all the big developments you see in the news that I told you was coming, even more coming very quickly as we start to go on the offense. More shoes to drop in the next 48 hours. I'll just leave it at that. But they are really trying to shut this place right down, and I've said I'm going to fight to the end. And then if they do shut it down, we just move on to the next thing, keep fighting harder than ever. But I'm so focused on all the big issues that I have not given you updates on that. But I will shoot a special report today and put it all out because it's a big deal. In closing, a major whistleblower from the South Pole Arctic neutrino detector site, which clearly the engineers I've talked to, they say it's hundreds of times the power they claim for what they're doing. It's designed to manipulate out into space, into the Earth. That's exactly what you'd build to cause magnetic waves to trigger earthquakes. The Defense Department admits they've been working on, and it's a big, giant weapon system right there. So people can find all of your interesting work and your sponsors and all the things that you are doing on your website, and we will put that up on screen for everybody, deciphering right there in the URL. Closing points, Eric, you'd like to make for people.
I would really just like everybody to learn to practice greater discernment and press the people that were being told in, you know, the disclosure community to champion the truth. Press them for actionable intelligence. Don't tolerate these breadcrumb trails that they're leading you down paths on. I caution people to be very careful of Pied Pipers in the community, wolves in the hen house, that type of stuff. I'm a whistleblower. I'm somebody who has direct firsthand experience.
And you brought videos and photos and other experts say you're right. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I've seen people on some of my friends' shows, and the guys can't even keep from laughing. It's like, and then I went down in the base, and there was eight different types of aliens, and I met them all. And it just literally meant to spew out this information.
Right. And then even worse, I mean, like I mentioned earlier with this whole Jake Barber arrow circumstance, it looks like factions within our own government are now working to disinform the population. Again, I went to Washington, D.C. in good faith. What I found is that they're lying. As an example, Arrow, you know, whom I testified before, when they gave their summary report, they stated that there were reports of victims of Havana syndrome from every single continent except for Antarctica. That's a lie. That right there, the Arrow lied. I went there and told them expressly, I'm a victim and I know other victims from the continent of Antarctica. And they decided to take that information and lie.
What is Havana syndrome? I mean, we know they got microwave weapons, other systems. A lot of these CIA people are in these big command bases with so many different types of electronics. That'll make anybody sick. Is it a cocktail of things, or is it directly associated with neutrino projectors?
It's very much a cocktail of things, and it is not necessarily associated with neutrino detectors, but should be a concern for every type of system that fits under the umbrella term of directed energy weapons.
Sure, so it's associated with that, of course. What do you have any idea what was making you guys sick?
My belief would be right off the bat, the ELF system being operational below our feet is not something that personnel are supposed to be in proximity.
If people don't know what ELF is, tell them.
Extreme low frequency. So it's a type of system that is known to be used for secret communications for submarines, which again could also be an activity that's going on at the South Pole.
That's right. I had an engineer tell me one time we drove by it. I looked it up. It was true. It was a huge ELF just south of Fort Worth.
Yeah, and they probably have it barbed wired off and don't let people walk around on top of it.
No, they don't. It's all bar. It's big fences all the way around it. Yeah.
Right, so now just imagine that facility is embedded in the ice below myself and my crew, and they're not telling us.
By the way, that's a good point. There's no roads. It's big fences around it and the big antennas, you know, out there strung across the ground, and there's nobody out there. Wow, sir, thank you so much for the time.
You got it, sir. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Quite frankly, I didn't develop Optimal Human when Bigley came on as a big sponsor, and I told them the supplements I wanted from the companies I wanted. They went out and did what I wanted. People love them, and they're incredible. The turmeric, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. But they'd had this out for years, and I thought, my green caps are great, and you know this other company I use is great because your green superfoods are amazing. And then I finally took it, and Harrison Smith took it, and I was like, my God. And by then, we've been selling it 4 or 5 months, and it was already a top seller. The problem is there's so many ingredients, and it's so hard to source, and it's so clean, high standards, that it's sold out most of the time. We finally got a decent shipment of it in, but we never offered it for subscription because we just couldn't keep it. When you subscribe at thealexshowstore.com, and then they keep it back for you so it never sells out. So go to thealexshowstore.com and get your Optimal Human and so many other incredible products today. Check out all the great Patriot apparel. Make your life more healthy and enriched, and help keep us on the air as we take on the deep state at point blank range and win.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
About the toll-free number on the subject of what do you make of the state of the world? How do you think the job Trump's doing? What do you think the most important issues are on the planet today? I want to take 10 phone calls before the broadcast ends. We're into the fourth hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Look forward to speaking to you. I appreciate Max Bernier, the leader of the People's Party, who repeatedly won the vote to be the conservative leader, but they would never let him have that, so he started his own party. We've seen the main conservative party, as it's called, lose yesterday. And I love Trump, but I was a critic of this with other folks that know more than I do out of Canada, but they can cover my analysis, Ezra Levant and others, that saying 51st state and, you know, blah, 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 would be used by the Liberal Party and the globalists to rally nationalists who are already pissed at the globalists, and they had less than 20% approval rating. They just got rid of Trudeau to catapult Mark Carney, a total New World Order WEF Chi-Com operative, into power. Now, obviously, he's not even a Canadian, really. He says he's a European citizen. When he was asked if he was Canadian, we played that clip a couple hours ago. He says that, you know, that their relationship with America is basically over. China needs to come in. So he's using the jokes that Trump's put out about 51st state to Americans will get mad if the Canadian prime minister was saying, oh, we're taking you over. Ha ha. So again, I'm not here to just criticize Trump to criticize him. This could have been a lot better. And I agree with Ezra Levant that if Trump didn't take this stance, but no, we're going to liberate Canada from the globalists and have a free, fair trade with them and explain to them how the monopolies up there screw them harder than it screws Americans. People don't understand that that's what this, you know, giant tariffs do when they're totally unfair like that. So it's a big deal to have Canada in the hands of the globalists. But I predict it's going to backfire very quickly as people remember, oh, wait, this is Trudeau 2.0. If Trump changes his rhetoric to one of reaching out and being conciliatory for the populist of North America in the interest of both the sovereign citizens of Canada and the United States. But, Max, I know you're busy, and you just got done campaigning, and you did a great job getting your word out about the real issues in Canada. I know that your conservative competitor even lost his personal seat, though they did, I guess, get record votes in total. So just giving us a quick analysis of the aftermath here and where we go forward. And do you agree with my analysis, or do you disagree?
Thank you, Alex. Yes, I agree with everything that you said. Actually, in Canada, that was not an election. That was a referendum against the 51st state. That was the narrative coming from the mainstream media. That was the narrative that Carney used during all the campaign. And for example, immigration, we wanted immigration to be the subject of the campaign, mass immigration, that we have invasion in our country, and 70% of Canadians agree to stop mass immigration. But that was not the first concern. The first concern of Canadians during this election, the first subject for them was the 51st state and the economy. So what happened during that election? Carney was speaking that he will be the savior of our country. We won't be the 51st state. And he took what Trump said on Twitter very seriously, like the mainstream media, and like also Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the fake conservative party in Canada. So that was the campaign against Trump and a fake nationalism, a fake patriotism. And now after the election, you saw the speech that delivered Carney. It was all against the U.S. And I was the only one during the campaign saying Trump is not our enemy. Our enemy are these globalists. Yes, the conservative and the liberals, and we must work for Canadians, ending mass immigration, no more Paris Accord, and balancing the budget. All great, real conservative ideas. But I understand a little bit what Trump did. For me, I believe, like you said, it was a mistake. But Trump didn't like Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. Why? Because he knew that Poilievre was a fake conservative, and Trump doesn't like the rhino in the U.S., the Republican in name only, and Poilievre is like that in Canada, a conservative in name only. So now we'll have a new discussion with the U.S., with Carney, and I hope that we'll be able to have that free trade agreement, but we'll see what will happen. And for, because it was an extreme polarization of that election. And so for example, the socialist NDP, they lost a third of their seat, and the leader of the NDP didn't win. Same thing for the Bloc Québécois, the separatist party in Ottawa. They lost also 30% of their seat, and the Green 0.5% of their seat. It was very difficult for populist party like us to be, on the radar, because they didn't want to have any discussion. It was all about tariffs, Trump, 51st state. And that's sad. But I can tell you, Alex, we'll be ready for the next election. It took 8 times for Nigel Farage to be elected in parliament in UK. I can tell you it won't take 8 elections for us before being in parliament and doing that revolution.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, you're definitely educating people, and it's happening, and that's how this works. But to kind of boil down what you just said, most people probably got it, but people that don't follow Canadian politics, this is very important to everybody. It scared even all the ultra-commies and left to run to the liberals, and it scared a bunch of other people because they didn't want to be the 51st state at really a archetypal tribalist level, which you can understand, to then run to Carney, who was posing as a nationalist and a patriot and promising to, quote, stop the Americans taking everything we've got, which was his rhetoric during the campaign. And after, as you predicted, he is intensifying it and pledging to bring Canada under the communist Chinese. So I think as soon as the dust settles, and if Trump stops with the 51st state rhetoric, we wouldn't like that either, folks. We're going to be part of Canada. that if he starts speaking to how Carney is the real parasite and brags that he's not even Canadian, for God's sakes, that then we can get a new election soon, because again, you can explain the parliamentary system that can be done pretty quickly. Can you speak to that? And then what's the trajectory of Trump changed his rhetoric to one of fair deal for everybody, and explaining how the internal monopolies of these massive tariffs screw the Canadians even worse than Americans?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. You know, Carney did impose tariffs on Canadians, 25%. It is hurting us, Canadian consumers. But that being said, I believe that we will be able to have a trade deal with President Trump. And it is very important for us. But when we'll have that trade deal, not only a better trade deal for you, for us, for Canadian consumers, by, as you know, abolishing the cartel that we have in dairy, poultry and milk, I believe that we'll be able to have a trade deal. And we need to also have a new security deal with President Trump. You know, I don't like NATO right now. We need to question what we are doing with NATO. But we can have a stronger security relationship with the U.S. And, you know, as soon as we will have that trade deal, now after that, we'll be able to have the real discussion in Canada against the globalists for Canadians. And we may have an election sooner than, you know, usually when you have a minority government, and that's a minority government right now. So Carney, to be able to stay in government, to stay in power, he will need the support of the socialist NDP and or the separatist Bloc Québécois. So we'll see what will happen in the near future. But I strongly believe that after, when we'll have that trade deal, and I think we can sign that, you know, this year, before the end of this year, you know, after that, we'll have a real political discussion about the future of our party and what the globalists are doing to our country. And we may be in election in 18 months, 2 years, or less than that. But we will be ready, and we will fight with the same ideas for Canadians.
Well, that's right. The bottom line, Carney and the globalists that were super unpopular, now somewhat popular, only because they hid behind being nationalist and not becoming the 51st state. If Trump just stops that, it will be like letting the air out of a tire. If he continues it, and it's clear that Carney's now trying to start a bigger fight with very incendiary statements, trying to bait Trump in. Trump's gotten very good at letting the media bait him on fake stories. He's gotten 90% better on that. He needs to get this now. Here is Carney declaring victory and front and center, saying the American people want to rob Canadians. If you talk about incendiary, even beyond anything Trump's done, and then the clip of him a few years ago saying he's not even a Canadian. Here it is.
As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. Never. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen. But we also must recognize the reality that our world has fundamentally changed.
Mark, you look like you were about to...
I was a tell.
As a European, you know, as a...
As a European,
honorary,
I am
European,
actually.
Irish
citizen. Yeah, so
well,
there you
welcome.
Go.
Welcome.
Speaking as a European, I like to say following.
So there he is 2 years ago or less saying, I am a European. I'm a Canadian. I'm not a Canadian. I'm a UK citizen. I think there's issues of him even being legitimate via these statements. And I was investigated by Congress and this came up. I think this is a pretty big scandal here, Max.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this guy, like you said, what is the definition of a globalist? It's a person that won't work for the country. And, you know, that's what he's doing. And what he said during that clip, right, when he was speaking about the Americans, it's not true. You don't want our water. You don't want our natural resources. You want to have a best deal and a better deal with us. And we are ready for that. He's using it, that clip, the same rhetoric that he used during the electoral campaign. That must stop, because that won't be the way to have a deal with Trump. And I believe that he used that. That was the end of the campaign. And after that, I hope that you'll see a new Carney that is ready to have this deal with Trump, because we cannot, we cannot have a trade war against the Americans. We need to be able to have that trade deal and putting everything on the table. So I hope he will change, but he won't change the fact that he's a globalist. More deficit, more money to fight climate change, more money to the green industry. He will do everything that is bad for this country. We'll have more inflation. But I hope that he'll be able to do that deal, because for him, it's very important, and for our country. So after that, if we can stop that rhetoric, if President Trump, like you said, can stop it, and Carney, I think, you know, we'll be able to have that deal. And after that, we'll have the real discussion about Carney. Because we were not able to have that discussion about him during election.
We literally got a Klaus Schwab clone from the WEF board up there, and that's why this is important for everybody. And Trump's doing a great job of so many other things, but there's no doubt that Trump's rhetoric handed this victory to these scoundrels, and Trump needs to adjust that immediately. All right, leader of the People's Party in Canada, Max Bernier, thank you so much, Max, for the update.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I mean, look, folks, I get up here and I cheerlead for Trump when he's doing something good, but when he steps in it like this, I'm going to make a big deal about it so that it doesn't continue. The globalists are losing everywhere. They're having to cancel elections and arrest their opposition, for God's sakes. And then in this one case in Canada, they had less than 20% approval rating, the liberals. And they just won by 4%. Oh, I could see this. It was so obvious. So, and look, Trump's not doing that on purpose. He has blind spots. He made that joke when Trudeau came to Mar-a-Lago and said, "Oh, I'll turn you to the 51st state. Ha, 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 you can be a governor." Everybody loved it and laughed. And I immediately said, that needs to stop. That needs to stop right now. Because, I mean, not that we want Canada to be the 51st state, it's worse than California on when it comes to liberalism, which is hard to do. It's about as bad. Let's say it's on tandem. Imagine if Trump attacked the people of California instead of attacking the Democrats. It would make them run to the Democrats. I mean, this is so elementary, but I'm done talking about it. We've spent probably an hour today on this out of the 4 hours, and I'm done. And we'll get the clips out of the show, and I'll get it to the White House, and for God's sakes, I'll try to edit down to 5 minutes, because that's all Trump will watch, you know, and we'll get it in front of him, and hopefully he gets it. Elon Musk gets it. When he attacks Trudeau, he talked about how he's preying on the Canadian people. When he attacks the French president or the German president or anyone with the corrupt globalist, he addresses it as they're the slave masters. They're the bad guys. He doesn't say, you know, we're going to conquer you. All right, I'm done. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. A lot of big developments on the InfoWars front, but I'm going to table that right now, and I'm going to shoot a report this afternoon that'll go up at InfoWars.com while it's still there, and at Real Alex Jones on X. But let me just briefly, before we go to your calls, show you at least a little bit of it, okay? You type my name into a search engine today, click news, you'll see this. Alex Jones citing devastating results of $1.4 million Sandy Hook debt to seek U.S. Supreme Court review. And that's Bloomberg, you know, all the big headlines. Alex Jones wants U.S. Supreme Court to review his Sandy Hook debt. Now, what we actually say in it is, the Supreme Court of Connecticut won't even hear our case. My rights were overrun. I was found guilty by the judge. I couldn't defend myself. I didn't do the things they said. And they're on record saying they didn't even want money. They want to be able to always harass me and attack me. And any employer I have, they've said they're going to sue. Though we have employers come in to do that who don't care, because we'll win that. And it's to silence me. You've seen the videos. You've seen them on national TV, the courthouses, everything. And then separately, we filed, on top of the lawsuits, And we got more coming on abuse of process, conspiracy against rights, and more imminently, because we keep getting more, so we're adding to it. I followed in front of Chris Lopez that blocked their fake secret sale, you know, a fake secret auction thing. It was not a real auction, but they said it was. He said that was a fraud. They tried to close the doors in late May of last year, saying that the U.S. Trustees and Justice Department could do that. It was totally illegal, really criminal, a lot of experts believe, and a bunch of other stuff they pulled. And so the judge is like, well, if the plaintiffs don't want money, fine, get it out of my court, take it to the state. Well, the same judge that did the show trial in Texas has already signed an order 8 months ago that as soon as it was refused on appeal in Connecticut, which is, they don't even look at it, that they can come. Once the Supreme Court's there, but even if they rule in my favor, which they probably won't take the case, it doesn't matter. The damage is already done. So Alex Jones urges bankruptcy court to reinstate InfoWars auction. Bloomberg News. The judge ordered that auction. The other side did a fake one. Didn't even have it. Said they had one. And now, in a huge filing, if you want the details and the quotes and the proof and everything that's going to be in the new lawsuits that are absolutely, you know, if the judges aren't corrupt, we will win. I mean, what they've done, you saw the kangaroo courts with Trump civilly and criminally. It's even more ridiculous. I mean, the Justice Department publicly, we have the documents now, broke it 3 weeks ago, financed billions and billions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and then the private law firm spent over $300 million. You can read that in Bloomberg. I was blown away when they filed that 3 months ago. $326 million suing me. We spent like $22 million fighting them over 7 years. And then off my name, they raised over $170 million running ads on the internet saying Alex Jones is attacking us, give us money. So they're not just trying to kill the Second Amendment, they're trying to kill the First Amendment with this. By just saying over and over again, I did these things I didn't do. That even if I did those things protecting the First Amendment, but I didn't do it, no one did it. So Alex Jones sent people to pee on your graves. Who are they? I don't know. Well, who told you? Somebody. Well, who are they? I don't know. There's no reports. There's no nothing. It's just made up. Okay, who came to your door? I don't know. Who sent them? Alex Jones. How do you know? I don't know. When did you first hear of Alex Jones? 2016, when Hillary talked about it. I mean, they're on the stand, even in the show trial, we're allowed to ask limited questions. It's crazy. Just like saying Trump said the KKK are wonderful people, very fine people. Did not say that. He said there were journalists, there were families there, there were people that were for the monuments, people against it, very fine people on both sides, but not the KKK or Antifa. They are not very fine people. Well, they just don't show the 30-second clip, but not the KKK or Antifa. They're not very fine people. Trump, KKK, very fine people. But I didn't even go that far. It is the equivalent of the internet not believing Jesse Smollett's story and me agreeing with it and being sued for that. Of course, I didn't care if I had those lawsuits against me at the time. The day after the Smollett thing and I heard the story, I said 23 below zero, 2:30 in the morning. He's at a subway and in the dark, two white guys wearing MAGA hats put a noose around his neck and pour bleach on him and say, this is MAGA country. I said, that's not real. And whether I was right or wrong, I have a right to my opinion. Of course, I was right. Then you get the police footage, like a string around his neck, and a little fake scratch on his cheek. Then he beat me. They attacked me. They poured bleach on me. The cops were literally going, okay, all right, buddy. And then it turned out he wanted more money for his show. He wanted to be a big star. And then they had the footage of the guys he hired going and buying the crap at the hardware store. But whether I was right about Smollett or not, which I was, I have a right to say it. But I didn't do the things they said. Then they lied and said I made hundreds of millions off these people. Never made hundreds of millions, period. Myself. Then they did all the rest of this crap. Being drama queens, raising money off me, and then saying I'm raising money off them. So here's the filing. MAGA conspiracy theorist turns on Trump's unconstitutional deportation method. That's another thing. I didn't turn on him. I just said I don't disagree with it. Here's the filing. In the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas, Houston Division. You want to go read this. I'm going to post it on X. right now. It's 34 pages long. And you want to know what's really going on, folks. This is it right here. This is what they really did. And you know, in the whole bankruptcy system, using it to try to bankrupt me further and put me in jail, claiming I was committing crimes, and none of it was true. The crime, in my view, is what they've done to me. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
The eighth coin in the limited edition series is now exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the eighth in the series. Your past purchases have kept us on the air. There's only 4,000 of this coin. I designed all the others, but the crew said, hey, people keep asking for an Alex Jones coin. This is the first and probably the only one we'll ever do. InfoWars on the back. Myself, the American flag on the front with my signature. It is vital to keep us on the air. Plus, this is an amazing coin. All the other in the last seven, the last few years we put out, you look at them online, they're selling for way more than we printed them up. But I'm not even pushing it as a collectible coin. It is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. We absolutely need the funds. It is historic, and it costs us about $40 for each coin, for the silver and for having it printed or minted in Missouri. And you can get it for $99 if you're not a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com for 70-something if you are. People love the coins. It keeps us on air. It's a fundraiser.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow.
I cross my heart.
I cross my heart
and promise this great audience of activists
and promise to
I'll do everything I can to fight for you.
Give all I've got.
Because we're all in this together. I'll fight hard for myself, don't worry. I'll fight hard for my family. But we're all under attack. If we don't stick together, we're all going to fall separate. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now on the big issues of the world, what you think's most important, what you think 100 days in tomorrow about the job Trump's doing. I tend to take a lot of calls tomorrow, but I wanted to get some in today. Let's go ahead and talk to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I wanted to give my take on the tariffs, which I think are working great on China, especially. I'm seeing a lot of videos. There's a lot of backup on this coming out of China from the big cities like Shanghai, Qingdao, all the big cities showing empty streets, empty shops. It says, where are the people? Where are the Chinese? And they're saying, yeah, they've all gone back to the country. It's hitting them hard. And I'm also seeing reports that Xi Jinping and Trump are having private talks because the most important thing is for the CCP not to lose face when they capitulate to Trump, which I think is right around the corner.
Oh, and the Treasury Secretary doesn't make stuff up. He's like very accurate. And he says behind the scenes, China is very close to capitulation.
Yes, sir. I think so, too. And again, our media is doing to us same thing. They're lying by omission. They are not covering.
And they're openly allied with communist China against the American people's interest, which is disgusting.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And so that's why I go to Alex Jones Store. Listen, man, I take your supplements, and that methylene blue is the best of all of them. It's incredible.
What happened when you took the ultramethylene blue?
Hey, after the first time I took it, I've been on it for 2 weeks now. I take 20 drops a day, and I make a little drink. I got a little lemon-lime sparkling water with some ice cubes and an old-fashioned glass. Put the 20 drops in, and I have like a little afternoon cocktail. And it gives me incredible energy, but positive energy. Like, I feel like in a good mood. And I get things done in a way that's like I'm happy to do it. My yard work, you know, the menial stuff. And also, I just feel like it's repairing my not just my brain, but my body on a level. You talk about that mitochondrial effect it has, and I don't want to get scientific, but I can feel it internally doing some good stuff to me. And I take your stuff, man. In fact, you know, your nitric oxide and your nerve renew, I blew up my Achilles 5 months ago, and I've been taking that. I'm healing up faster than double speed, Doc said.
Well, we just had a study up on screen we'll put back up there. I don't listeners to believe me. Just type in methylene blue, positive health effects or health effects, short-term memory aided by single dose of methylene blue in early study. Now, if you're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that's why I say talk to your physician first. It's a supplement. It can make people have go completely bonkers. Okay, so that's what I'm saying is this is very powerful. It's not a joke. And I've taken USP grade for 6 years and had a little bit of an effect. And then I'm like, but it's popular. Kenny's promoting it. It's good for your mitochondria. So, you know, our great sponsor, Bigley, said, hey, we got the top lab that also makes it for medical purposes. Oh, it's the best. You're going to love it. And it sat here for about 2 weeks before because they got the samples. But, you know, the launch date was coming, and I'm like, I don't watch anything until I've tried it. They said, sir, we're behind. We're supposed to launch this. Let's, you know, try this. We swear it's really good. I'm like, okay. I put some in iced tea, drink half of it, and 15 minutes later, electricity starts shooting through my hands. My brain speeds up. It's crazy. I feel amazing. And then I was scared it was so strong, so I didn't take it anymore for 3 days. And then it just planed out, and the effects were great. So now we've looked into it more. All the other stuff they claim that we've seen that they claim is USP either isn't USP, meaning pharmaceutical grade, or it's watered down USP. So there may be better methylene blue, but right now this is the best I've ever tried. And the reviews are coming in from, you know, dentists and doctors and people online we played here where they're like, yeah, I love methylene blue. I've been taking it for a long time. this is the best that Alex Jones has put out. So we're just blessed that the guys at Bigley found a top flight source of it. So we're very, very excited. So thank you for the support, Ray Points. And you know, supporting this operation is like a microcosm of supporting American businesses and things of that nature, especially ones that have your political views, folks. I mean, that's your own self-defense doing that. And we don't just have your same values. We're at the tip of the spear kicking globalist ass. That means when you support us, you are as well. And again, I don't want them to shut this place down. You go read the news. They're like days away. And if the Connecticut appellate court allows us to go to the Supreme Court, then there'll be a stay while the Supreme Court decides whether they're going to take it. That could be a week, a month, whatever. But they're probably going to come right back and say no. That's what we expect to be shut down by Friday. And people are going to be like, whoa, he survived a lot. We thought, you know, this time it was like, we've not been crying wolf. You know, when Muhammad Ali goes into the last round of a fight and he's winning, but he's already gotten knocked down, and you're like, oh, you know, he's crying wolf. He survived all these rounds. No, I mean, this is a battle. And so I'm telling you here that it looks like we're going to make it through the fight without getting knocked out. But when the judges, that's what it is, go to it, it's to the other guys. But that's only a figurative victory. It's going to blow up in their face politically. We're going to continue on with the Alex Jones Network with our sponsor, thealexjonesnetwork.com. It's just that this is intense. I mean, we've taken, you know, the pictures off the walls and everybody's taking their personal stuff home. I mean, this is going on. Okay. So just be ready. Thank you, Daryl. All right. Miss Lou in Florida. You're on the air, Miss Lou. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I've got 3 points. I'll be real quick. The first point is conspiracy against rights regarding you. You have no due process. The second one is Canada. You're absolutely 100% right vis-a-vis Trump and Canada, because you brought up Newsom and Carney are of the same CCP WEF cloth. It's the same deal. So the third thing I wanted to bring up, which is the most important for my call, is that I heard, and I don't have the source, I have to tell you, but I read in a couple places that the Trump administration is criminally investigating the, quote, committee that did the auto pens and essentially ran the government. There's a group of people, who are they, who ran the government knowing full and well that Biden was mentally incompetent.
Oh, no, that is under criminal investigation. They're not giving the detail. No, that... The auto pen and what's happening there is under criminal investigation.
Yeah, because it was completely, it's not only an illegitimate group of people running the country illegitimately, but as we know, due to 2020, we had an illegitimate president. So there's a whole lot of illegitimacy going on with everything that went on for 4 years there. But getting back to you, I pray to God, because you've got to get this to the Supreme Court if you can't get it any other way, because you are absolutely, I mean, even Mike Davis would come on and say that it's conspiracy against rights, 100% with you. No due process, a complete setup, and it's so messed up that you've got to be on the winning side.
And then they raise hundreds of millions of dollars with Facebook and Twitter ads saying I was attacking them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is all deep state crap. This is all... You know, get the top conservative voices in the country off the air. You know, look what they banned and went to jail. They want to put you in jail. They want to silence you entirely.
Well, they put Owen in jail for no reason. And look, they said what they did to me is the model for everybody else. And I know there's corruption, but going through this really surprised me how nasty it is right down to the local level and how they know what they're doing. And it's funny. Like they laugh at you in the hallway. It's a bit, I mean, they know they're the bad guys. And I know that seems obvious, but man, I mean, you're talking villainous behavior and just, it's funny and it's in lying and you're the bad guy and they're the good guy. And then everything they say about you is who they are. Thank you so much for the call. God bless you, Miss Lou. Glenda in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's Glenda in Tampa, and this is my first time calling. I'm an everyday listener, though.
Thank you.
And I just want to say how much I appreciate you, and you are my news source. I've tuned in for years now, especially since the 2020 election. But I've spread your word through all of my network of friends. I send out the links every time your show comes on. I'm addicted to you.
Thank you.
Breathe and live Alex Jones. But as far as Trump goes, I think he's doing a really good job. However, I would like to see a little more out of him where these arrests that when he campaigned, he would say,
oh, you aren't the only one. And you see him on X and everywhere saying, I want arrest, I want arrest. He's having to go through the FBI and Pam Bondi. So believe me, the only person more frustrated than us is Trump.
I hope that that's the case.
Oh, it is.
Good. And I also would like to have him, I really would like for you two to work together. I know that y'all, talk, you're friends, but he needs to really listen to your show every day or speak with
you. Well, I want to be clear. Trump does tune in a lot, and I've talked to him some here and there, and I've missed the calls. I get invited places, and I could have gone to Mar-a-Lago, and I just, but the point is that the real influence is through the show to his staff and his supporters. That's how he really gets something. Is that because he's so busy, he kind of goes the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. But yeah, believe me, they tried to kill him. Trump is constantly on X saying indictments now, indictments now. I mean, he's like, I want ActBlue indicted now. It's cut and dry. I want Adam Schiff indicted now. I mean, I don't know if you read his comments, but the issue is that his U.S. attorneys and all of them have got all these spies and leakers in there. And the way investigations work, if they're done properly, takes time. And so I expect to see more, and we're already seeing some.
And General Flynn and Roger Stone, who I love, and I enjoy them when they're on your show, but I'm hoping that they are really driving it home with him, with Trump.
I mean, Flynn came out 2 weeks ago and again a week ago on different shows and said he's getting pissed and that we're going to lose this if the AG doesn't start indictments soon.
Yes, I heard that. And another thing, I'm hearing lately the polls. Old Trump's down in the polls. He's Trump. I don't believe that. And not once have I been asked to take a poll. I want to know where these polls are coming from. You know, the media is horrible. We need to do away. I would love to see Republicans gather and demonstrate in front of these networks. I want to do that so bad. I would love to get a group here in Tampa and just picket the stations out there, because every time the local news posts, it's always negative on President Trump. And I immediately fire back and tell them how wrong they are and why are they promoting hate. And then, of course, I get all the arrows.
Well, Linda, keep it up. Keep it up, and God bless you for calling in, and we love you. Let me answer your question. By the way, get the Rasmussen head pollster on. He's got the most on-target polling record, and I'm following them. And here's what's happening. There is some slide in baby boomers and people seeing their 401ks go down for now. He's getting more popular with young people and other demographics, so it's basically a dry heat. But the major spin by the Wall Street Journal and all of them, there's manipulated polls, is exaggerating some of the losses. But no, there's been some attrition. Trump's approval rating sinks in new Washington Post, ABC poll, Wall Street Journal. Trump demands an investigation into pollsters after humiliating results. They are sick. And he's certainly right that most of that spin. So, it's full on demonization. But Trump is winning the trade war in reality. And China's on the verge of capitulating. That caller four callers ago was dead on. But I don't know. I'm seeing a slide in some of the public. So you're a stalwart. You're sticking to your guns. And I think you're right. It's exaggerated, but there is some sliding there. I'm just going to give you my view on that. Cause I see what's on the ground. I talked to a lot of people too. Mike in Chicago, you're on the air. Mike, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hi. This might sound stupid, but it's very important. I would like to recommend to President Trump to create a Presidential Medal of Hate and possibly of Love, too, to basically to combat the idea that hate is bad, because I know they have the terms of a hate crime or...
Ooh, no, that's a good idea. And so he can give it to pedophiles. He can give it to murderers when somebody kills a little kid, he can then give them the Presidential Medal of Hate that we hate them.
No, I mean differently. To combat the term hate crime and hate speech, so let's say you hate slavery, or you hate racism, or you hate murder, or debt. Basically, hate is not a crime. It's a motive for a crime, and it's an absurdity if you think hate is a crime. It's not a crime. If you hate broccoli, and then you were to kill a guy that was selling broccoli at the farmer's market, that's just a motive for your crime.
Yes, I understand the whole globalist leftist thing of hate crime is to selectively enforce what they want and persecute people for thoughts. I agree. But so what's the award that he gives? What's this do?
A Presidential Medal of Hate. If you hate slavery, if you hate debt. Like, if there should be a hate crime, there should also be a love crime. Like, if I love cars and I stole a car because I love them, then they just let me go.
Very interesting angle. Thank you, Mike. We're going to race through calls now. Vic in Nevada. Vic, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I appreciate all that, all the war that you've been going through. I mean, it's incredible. But hang in there.
Well, listen, it's been well worth it to change the world together, and I couldn't have done it without all your support. So thank you. No, I want to thank you guys, okay, for keeping me in the fight. Okay, thank you.
I do take your products, by the way, and the methylene blue is excellent.
What happened?
Well, I got the same thing that you described, like tingling, and you can think really clear.
I've given it to over 200 people in person, and I've had two people that didn't feel it. Four people said it was too intense. They're scared of it. So, but for everybody else, they feel moderate to intense energy, clarity, focus. I mean, it's just insanely good. And then you do all the studies. It's good for you on top of it with no letdown. Again, a stimulant is not good overall. It just stimulates the overall cell. This doesn't do that. This has your energy level cleanly go up, cleans out the mitochondria, and it's just it's a totally different type of energy. It's crazy. But imagine you feel it in your brain instantly, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. What it does over weeks' time, and I actually then looked at the studies, is what it says, but I felt it. I don't need to study it. It's like you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind's blowing, as the old saying goes. It's a month or now 5 weeks into it. What it's done to my body is just, it's amazing. Everybody should get it. We have the best. TheAlexJustWar.com. Sorry, go ahead.
I agree with you. I plan on using it probably the rest of my life. What I was going to say is that, you know, this is a very pivotal time for us to support Trump because he's stepping out. You know, he's got to do this and he's got to get control of the economy and get things going before the midterms. Because otherwise, you know, this is all going to fall apart. So it's a really important time for everybody to really hang in there and support Donald Trump. He's doing a good job.
I agree, but you get why I made a big deal about the 51st state and the way he did Canada. That energized them under the globalists. I want him to hear about it. I want him to not make that mistake again. So you understand why I beat that horse?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very Canada's very concerning. And it was very disappointing to hear that Carney won. Because, I mean, he's obviously a globalist. He doesn't
and Trump
care about
handed
Canada.
It to him. Let's just say it. It was look, when I make mistakes, I want people to tell me. And my friends and family, okay? And so yeah, it's done lovingly. It's just, please, Trump, stop it. All right, thank you, brother. Lee in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. It's good to be talking to you.
It's a pleasure. I'm calling in representation of the baby boomers you're talking about. I see it across the board. Most of us were not interested in politics, and this is in regards to Trump, the job he's doing. Most of us kind of just weren't involved in politics after the 60s and 70s, and then all of a sudden this is where we are with things pretty much falling apart. And I think that's why they're so impatient. I get impatient, too, sometimes, like wanting to know, you know, what is going on, what's he going to do? That type of thing. And I just wish he would come up with a better way to, and maybe it is the best way he's doing it, but if he could come up with a better way to communicate, especially like with the baby boomers, because we're at the end, we're retiring or retired and every penny counts. And so when the stock market goes up and down, it freaks people out. And, you know, will they live long enough?
Well, I mean, in fairness, he's communicating a lot, doing a really good job overall. He could have done a better job on this, but his surrogates, Elon Musk, Lutnick, the Treasury Secretary, Bessette, all of they've been doing, they're explaining it.
They are, but I honestly feel like it's not getting through to so many. I don't know if they're just not watching. They're watching mainstream media because they still have cable TV and they still go to the, you know, the networks for their news, that type of thing. And I don't know how to get around that, but I feel like that's the market that
he... No, I agree. He needs to talk to the boomers because he could start losing them. Thank you so much. Could talk to you guys all day. Carlos in Canada, what's your take on the election up there?
Thank you, Alex. I hope your days ahead are good days ahead. I think when you have hardship, you come out stronger. You know, that's, I think it's very important. And Canadians now face great, great challenges, greater challenges than they realize. This prime minister has run on a crisis basis. All Canada is in a crisis. And I think that is false. Canada is a country that is very vast. It's the second largest in the world. And I think Canadians now must cope. The word is COPE, cope. Because what's going to happen is that they're going to be facing globalism straight on like they never seen it before. The problem was Trump, when he was in Switzerland at the World Economic Forum meeting, across in a hotel was George Soros. And after that, I realized when I heard that George Soros would take care of Trump in any way he could by using his international influence. Now he has Soros next door in Canada because George Soros runs the globalist. He has the money to back.
Yeah, I know. It's a bad thing for America and the world. That's why I'm trying to tell my listeners we better be concerned about this.
That's right. But at the same time, I say that President Trump is an extraordinary man who survived the worst that the Pelosi's of this world could deliver to him politically. And I think that if he makes mistakes, well, he has the power and the capacity as a human being to correct himself and to win the love and affection of
Canadians. No, I agree. He needs to reach out to Canada instead of, you know, making this joke about 51st state. I got to go, Carlos. Love you. Look, I'm sorry to Jay, Sean, and Will. I'll take calls again tomorrow. We could be shut down as early as today. I mean, seriously. They've got the order. They say they're going to do it. It's in the news. Just go read it. I don't know. And we've got the Alex Jones Network back up at AJ and Live on X. Website's ready, all that. The satellites are there, ready for the stations. The stations know to switch over for the radio stations. So that should be pretty much flawless. The you know, folks been working on this a while. Our sponsor, Big Lee, that owns the AlexJonesStore.com. The bad guys have no claim on that. They can't get that. It's an established company that runs a bunch of other stuff for other people. That's how this works. And we have an affiliate deal with him to sponsor the network that they also own. And so all of that is there. And we've got other sponsors coming in, a lot of other stuff. But just, you know, we can be shut off tonight. We can be shut off tomorrow. I mean, it looks like Friday, unless there's a stay done in Connecticut, which I don't think is going to happen. So that's where we are. Just remember the broadcast. Remember, they don't want you to have it. They're going to try to take Real Alex Jones on X. They've been doing that. That'll take a while. Musk has been blocking that. So you know, we're there. It's just that you're going to have to find it and you're going to have to promote it. But at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN for Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live, be sure and follow that on X. And we got some new news sites that are being set up that are be ready, that basically are ready. Very cool names and everything, and the great writers and the research and the reports and the live feed, our live feed backups from the Alex Jones Network. That's what all the infrastructure and money you've been spending with us is for, the legal battles and the infrastructure. We're fighting multi-front wars here, and I'm not a victim. I asked for it. We've had great success. I just praise God for everything. It's been a learning process, but don't thank me. I want to thank you for keeping us on the air. But now this is a big fight. It's going to blow up in their face. And I'll shoot a report on this today with all the details. It'll be at Real Alex Jones and for InfoWars for now. But we don't know. Owen Schroyer coming up from what could be the last broadcast he does out of this building, the War Room, right now. Be sure to find the feed for the War Room at Real Alex Jones on X right now. Thank you so much. Great job, crew. Here, Methylene Blue now, and find out what everybody's talking about at thealexjonesstore.com.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue.
Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I'm not funded by any big corporations or anybody. I am funded by viewers and listeners because over the years they would target our sponsors and threaten them and take them away. We direct sell high-quality products, supplements, mementos, clickable knives, Patriot gear at thealexjonesstore.com. But the supplements are some of the best you're going to find anywhere. And we have this new product that boosts your immune system with all the known concentrated herbs and compounds. Atomic defense, meaning, you know, nuke the bad guys. Boost your immune system ahead of all the things that are going on. It's so good for you. The ingredients are incredible. It's our newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. And then it funds our operation as a political, cultural, spiritual immune system to fight the globalist, a true 360 win. And out of the gates, it's 40% off introductory offer. You take this, it's good for your whole body. You take it all the time, but particularly in the fall and winter, everybody needs atomic defense. thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.